Where else would you rather be, Steve, than right here, right now?
Dynamite Hobo Joe here. Dynamite Hobo Joe here. Now that we're all very excited about all the statistics that are going on. Dynamite Hobo Joe here. Dynamite Hobo Joe here. Stay tuned to the broadcast.
Try it, Buzz.
Dynamite Hobo Joe.
And now you, Robbie.
Hi, Bobby Pleasure. Homo Joe here.
All right, there's our tribute to Homo Joe. Now, go Homo Rob.
Hi, RJ.
Hi, SB.
Sandal Buddy.
Hey.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hoser and all the ships at sea. Even better than a get-out-of-free-jail card. It's the Don and Mike show.
You're better than what?
Let's see, the thing the guys said on the show yesterday, they got out a free jail card.
Get out a free jail card.
There you go.
That was a better one.
That's the Don and Mike
that's
show.
It.
Hey. Hello, thank you for listening. Coast to coast, this is a nationwide show. So still be a best food bond, darling.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara right here. That's why we steal to our dying day every day. We call it your Cotton Pick and Dynamite Show.
Saluting gay pride days in every city in America. Coming to you from the world's biggest stink hole. Man, it stinks in here.
Yes, it does.
WJFK.
Sorry.
In Washington, D.C. General manager, of course, the hideously disfigured Ken Stevens. Man of many skin tags. And he has a six-car garage.
That pisses us off.
Jeremy Coleman, Mark Anthony, worthless program director.
Yes.
As we speak now, getting the fetal position underneath his glass desk, his glass coffee table on the third floor.
He is indeed.
Big Daddy Mel, ruling the world from New York City. Got nothing but love for Big Daddy.
Yes, show him the quan.
And, of course, our agent, Stay Cool. Stay Cool. Junior Soprano.
That's right.
Working hard for us in Chicago. That's your chain of command. I know school's almost out, but also though many of you soccer moms have kids that will be going to summer school. So let me just say to all the kids in the back of the car, move them way to the back. Because I have just looked it out and it's a perfectly executed open this big time major market radio show.
Look, it's purple.
Because I'm happy. And yes, the show is Don and Mike. The network is still Westwood One. 61 stations, count them, and 5 million Arbitron rated listeners. And for that, we say, hey, pretty great, thank you.
You're the greatest.
We do appreciate it. Here he is to my left and to your right. It's radio's Guy Swinger. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
All right, big show for you today. We'll get right to it. The telephone calls, of course, first.
Yes.
Today is Tuesday. It's the 15th of June.
16th?
15th. And our phone number is 1-800-636-1067.
All right.
First order of business.
Okay.
After all the complaining and all the apprehension you had yesterday.
Yes.
Aren't things fine?
Yes, you took care of it for me.
Things are fine.
Mm.
I made all the phone calls myself.
You did it, and I appreciate that.
Made all the phone calls by myself. Called Mike this morning at the time we were supposed to set up all of our conference calls.
Right.
Hooked on my bathroom once again.
Heard the sound of the toilet flushing as soon as your wife brought you the phone. First thing I said, who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
He took care of it.
Made all the calls.
Cool. No anxiety necessary.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything is fine. You know,
everything's cool.
The only fly that I can find in the ointment is that Friday was supposed to be the day, if Ken gets all the stuff taken care of on Thursday, then now he can do on Thursday since
right.
We took all the other crap out of the way.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be able to make a big announcement on Friday after we talked to Ken.
Right.
However, we're going to be in Sacramento on Friday, so we're not going to be able to talk to him directly. So that big announcement might have to wait until Monday's episode.
That is true. We'll talk to him next week.
But things are looking good.
Yes, things are good, and I appreciate you doing that. I really do.
Not a problem.
I was dripping wet. I had just gotten out of the shower, and I was getting ready, actually, to call you. And it was 5 minutes before I was going to call you. The phone rings, and I went into the bathroom where I normally talk to Don and actually flushed the toilet for him so he could hear the sound, and that's when he said, made all the phone calls.
Everything's done. I was supremely grateful.
Sure.
I tell you yesterday, I said, remember, 24 hours from now, things will be fine.
And now they are.
And look at that.
Everything's fine.
Things are fine. Things are great.
Everything's A-okay.
On top of the world.
Right.
Hey, question here. I know we're probably going to get some calls from Sacramento because we always get lots of calls from there anyway.
Right.
I was wondering about our appearance there Friday. You know, Friday we did the show live from affiliate KHTK.
This Friday?
This Friday, Mike.
Oh, boy.
We're flying out Thursday night.
Now this Thursday night.
This Thursday night.
Okay.
All right. That's where you want to go. and oh, yeah, that's right.
Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be here on Thursday. We're going to leave a little early on Thursday.
Right.
But, you know, we don't like to jip you folks out of the show.
Right.
So we'll be here as long as we can on Thursday until we have to leave to catch the airplane because it's impossible to get a direct flight from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento. So once again this year, we're going to be treated to like a four-hour layover in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Let me just say that a Saturday afternoon when we get back to Washington, D.C., it is safe to say we will be a tired Robin's Bunch of Merry Men.
Right.
Unless the plane crashes. Then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that doesn't faze me as much as it used to. It's losing the shock value now.
It's either, you know, I got my system, I know what I'm doing to cope, but, you know, nothing's going to change that. I know
where
we're going.
So okay.
You know, that's going to, you know, just, and I know we have a show, and don't forget, I know we have a show to do on Friday, too.
So Friday night, we're doing a live show, the Las Vegas Style Show from Memorial Auditorium in Sacramento, right in downtown Sac.
Yeah, we'll go on stage about 8:30 Friday night.
And the question that I have for the good people of Sacramento is, are any promos being aired on our station, KHTK?
Are they announcing to the world in Sacramento that we are going to be out there this weekend?
Because, frankly, I've heard that we don't get a lot of promotional activity on that station anyway. Like, you know,
well, we have the incredible success there. That's the surprising thing.
Right.
Do that.
It's always an uphill struggle.
Right.
Like, here on this station, every 2 or 3 hours, they run a promo about our show. They run something that says, you know, Don and Mike own the afternoons on JFK. And I know we feed a promo down the network that we hope all of our stations run every day, but I've gotten lots of reports that we don't get a lot of play in Sacramento. I'm just wondering if they're promoting this or not. I mean,
did they ever have us on a bus in Sacramento? Was that what I heard one time? That
no,
we
that's
on a bus?
In that's in Spokane. Or maybe,
Spokane.
Or maybe it was Wichita where the guy called and said, well, a billboard or something.
Billboard in Wichita, yes.
Well, I certainly hope, you know, we've been waiting a long time to go out to Sacramento and do our Las Vegas-style show. I certainly hope that they're letting the world know, you know, that we're on our way. You know, I have no doubt that there'll be 3,000 people there on Friday night. It's just, I like covering my bases.
Yeah.
That's all. I just like to make sure that they're letting people know that I'd like to know that outside of noon to 4 on KHDK, that maybe in other hours of the day, they're also letting people know we're coming.
Well, there's only one way to find out, and that's to talk to our incredible listening audience.
Let's do that. Hello, Don and Mike. And then other stuff. Once we get past that, I got other stuff for you. Hello.
This is Sam from the Big Sack.
Yes, hello, Sam, buddy.
I just want to let you know a little thing. You know the guy that comes on after you guys. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Do we ever talk about this radio station without this guy's name coming up?
No, I don't Yesterday on his program, he said he told KCK that he wanted a vacation day because he didn't want, on Friday, because he didn't want to be in the same building with you guys.
All right, well, he's a big pussy. Let me say something about this guy, about Mr. Grant Napier. And I only know his name because people call us all the time and tell us when he rips us. This is a guy who's a nobody, okay? He does a local show in Sacramento, and frankly, he's threatened by the fact, and he's been threatened for the last 5 years by the fact that we do a show 3,000 miles away. We don't live in Sacramento. We don't know anything about Sacramento. You know, frankly, if we don't know, I mean, we don't know the first thing about Sacramento. We don't know any of the streets.
Right.
We don't know any of the stuff that you're supposed to be known, that you're supposed to know to win in a radio market.
We just know that we got a bunch of people to listen to the show out there.
And the guy, and it's been obvious to us that this guy, who incidentally, we've never heard on the radio, we've never seen, and you know, I read all the trade magazines, and I network with people in the radio business. I swear to God, this guy's name has never come up once. But it's obvious that this guy is so threatened by the fact that a couple of guys from outside the market have come in and have had a huge success on the station. You know, frankly, that, you know, his limited success on the station.
He can't handle it.
Right. He's a dwarf. He's like David and Goliath, and the guy is very threatened by us. And I don't know why. It is a mystery. I'm sad to hear that he's pussying out and he won't be there on Friday, but
also,
I was looking forward, hold on a second, please. We're looking forward to the chance to eyeball this guy finally and say, hey, bud, what's your problem?
Yeah, and we actually asked, about what other mentions of us coming out there on the station. And the first call we get is from this guy. Said, let me tell you what, I don't care what loser has to say, sir.
Also, they're having a promo.
Hello? Hey, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I know. I knew you guys wouldn't care, but also they're having a promo today at one of the sports bars here. They're raffling off some VIP tickets to yourself.
Oh, okay. So, are they running any commercials?
Though? Yes, they are.
All right, beautiful.
They are running commercials.
That was the question. Thank you, my friend.
Also, can I ask Mike a question?
What?
Mike, who do you like in the U.S. Open?
Tough question, but I think... Well, David Duval got hurt. He was my pick, and I like
look how fast you turn. You were ready to cut this guy's head off 30 seconds ago. But he asked you a question about golf, and said, yes. Well, hold on, my friend. Let me keep you on the line for a moment.
U.S. Open. Hold on. I'm thinking, because I really haven't given it any thought until this very moment.
Happy Gilmore.
You know, I got a bunch of guys. Lee Jansen's on my fantasy team, and I hate him because he's not doing anything for me this year. But I'm going to say...
Nice slacks, though.
I'm going to say that I think, because it's Pinehurst, I think Tiger Woods has a chance this year.
My guess is Jim Furyk.
No way.
All right, we'll see you in Big Fat.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I played that golf course where they're playing the U.S. Open, and I think Tiger Woods has a chance to eat it up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bobby.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great show. This is Dan from the Big Sack. I want to let you know that KHDK is doing a beautiful job of promoting your new show coming out.
All right, well, then I won't worry about it, though. Okay.
And they're giving about 1,000 of those VIP tickets. What they're doing is about every 3 days they get a big gathering at a nice little store, and they raffle them off for free. It's great.
That's good. Okay, good. That's good. I'm glad they're supporting us. All right, well, thank you.
I can't wait to see you guys.
Thanks for the update. Although they're giving away 1,000, how VIP can they be if they're giving away 1,000 of them? Doesn't it kind of lessen the value of a VIP ticket if it's one of 1,000?
It seems that it would, but, you know, all I care about is that they're letting people know we're going to be there.
Well, good.
All right, problem solved.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey.
It's only 300 VIP tickets.
Oh, well, see, right away, then that would make the value go up a little bit.
Yeah, there were three little odd giveaways. I went to the first one, went there with my kids, got shut out of the drawing, but a nice fellow from the radio station slapped a pair on me, which is a great thing, because I'll be coming straight from work down over to Memorial.
That's good. You're not bringing the kids, are you?
No, I won't be bringing
the kids. Yeah. Keep in mind, this is an adult show.
I don't care there for some reason. I don't know why.
Lots of booze.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
and, I'm a little worried about the Memorial Auditorium, man. I used to be an event coordinator there, and I just don't see them letting you guys get away with what we want to see out there.
Well, you know, the thing is, when we go to any venue, we
got to meet with the local people.
Right. We adhere to all community standards.
And listen, haven't you heard us before? We've met with... I mean, goddamn Chamber of Commerce. We've met with state police. We've met with the mayors. We've met with city councils of all these cities we go to. We always find a way to make the show work.
That's right. Our show is highly entertaining no matter what the constraint.
But we know what you're coming to see. And don't worry. You'll get it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I'll be right up front. Good to see you guys.
Gotcha. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Bobby. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Radio Gods?
Hey.
I'm going up to Sacramento on Friday. Are they going to let us take cameras in there or no?
No, I don't know. Generally, we don't like cameras coming in there because, frankly, we don't like any evidence of what goes on during the Las Vegas style.
I don't think they're going to allow cameras or video cameras there.
Okay, yeah, Frida had asked me to sneak one in, but...
All right, okay. Well, tell her I'll be home about 10 minutes late tonight. We'll talk to her later, okay?
Thanks,
Rafa. I got to run by the ATM on the way home. Hello, Donna Mike show.
Donna Mike, this is Mrs. Crabtree in the hospital. I love your show. I have cancer.
Oh, stop.
I want a mild and cigarette.
My God. It's a very strange phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, we're great, thanks.
Hey, Mike, I have a special request for you. I know you do an awesome Christopher Walken. Wondering if you could do a little Christopher Walken doing Austin Powers.
How esoteric is that, man? It's too weird.
No,
I'm actually on circuit overload, and we don't do requests.
Qualifies as an idea, man.
That's right.
Leave the driving to us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, driving us.
How about some John Wayne doing Austin Powers? Hey, Mike, how about Jay Leno doing Austin Powers? Please.
Hello, God of Mike's young little man.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Tracy from Greenville.
Yes, hello, Tracy.
I got a leader for y'all.
You have a limerick?
A limerick?
I should warn everyone, limericks can be very, very dangerous.
Is it one that we can say on the radio?
Yeah. You ready?
Now, hold on. I'm trying to noodle this through. Does this qualify like as a joke, though?
No.
Well, a limerick is only dangerous if it has the word Nantucket in it. You know, that's
it.
Okay, but see, my point is that we don't like guys calling in with jokes because if it's a stupid joke, it'll slow down the show. And if this is a stupid limerick, same deal, it'll slow down the show.
Okay, it's not stupid.
It's not stupid?
No.
It's not stupid? Is it a South Carolina limerick?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You know, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for your phone number then.
Okay, you'll give it to you off air?
Yeah, hold on, and Robbie will get your phone number. Then if the limerick sucks, we'll give your phone number out.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please. Hold on. Look at you. You're already laughing at it. You haven't heard it yet. You're already laughing.
I love limericks. There once was a listener who was slow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
They're having G. Gordon Liddy on the promotions out here in SAC.
Oh, that's the promo that we said down the line. Good. If they're playing that, that's excellent.
And one time I saw Vanilla Ice in a little ice cream parlor in L.A., and he goes, what are you looking at? And I said, what am I looking at? What are you looking at? I'm looking at you looking at me. And he stormed out.
Did he throw any plates around?
No.
What are you looking at? You know, the thing to do when somebody says, what are you looking at? You say, absolutely nothing. Hello, Don, on my show.
Don, this is Jay in the sack. What's up, partner?
Yes, hello, Jay.
Listen,
yes, partner. Howdy, partner.
Promos here?
What?
They're running promos here, but halfway through the promotion, they're saying, they're kind of trying to take some credit for the whole free admission thing. They're saying, thanks to the kindness of this station, and then they kind of muffle it. They go, and by requirements of Don and Mike, the admission's free. I don't think it's cool that they're trying to take...
You know, that's just like another typical radio... I'm sure they don't mean anything malicious. They're just trying to be funny, mm-hmm. You know.
Cool.
Generally, you got a bunch of guys that work in programming at a radio station who wouldn't know something funny if it came up and bit them in the ass.
Absolutely.
You know, they're just trying to be funny. What?
Don, I won't be able to make it this Friday because I'm flying up north into Spokane area to see my dad for Father's Day. But, I'll regret to not be there. And Monday I'll call you up and I'll shoot off some cannons in his backyard.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to play a tape that I know is going to be getting a lot of play on this show over the next couple of weeks. You know, Bobby Knight has been in the news again.
Right.
Bobby Knight
having a little meltdown.
Strangling that guy in the parking lot.
Frankly.
And it's a great tape. I've been a Bobby Knight supporter since day number one.
Is this new Bobby Knight that we're going to hear?
This is Bobby Knight talking about the people that are criticizing him for choking the guy in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
So here is the great, the general, Bobby Knight.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
Bobby Knight!
That's pretty good. Huh?
Yeah. Bobby Knight! That's pretty good. That'll get a lot of play on this show.
This is a sentence structure there. I want they bury me upside down.
Oh, here it is.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past.
Are past.
I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
Beautiful. My sentiments exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
I want they bury me upside down.
My critics can kiss my ass.
Almost approaching Ditka there.
Yeah, a little Chicago accent there, huh?
I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
That's beautiful. I love that. He has a press conference because they want to give him a hard time about strangling that guy. And that's all he said.
And I love the way you say that, too. Can you come out in the parking lot? Mr. Knight would like to strangle you.
Beautiful. You know, I still have on the wall in my cave,
right,
in my TV room at home, I got a letter that Bobby Knight sent me over 10 years ago when he got in trouble for throwing that chair, one of his very first tantrums ever. He got so pissed at a referee, he picked up a chair and threw it out on the floor.
Get it across into the center of the court.
And, I mean, this guy got nothing but bad press. It was like, Bobby Knight is a jerk, Bobby Knight is an a-hole, how can he do this? I wrote him a letter. I swear to God, I wrote him a letter. I said, I can appreciate the fact that you get caught up in the moment. Bravo to you, Bobby Knight. And he sent me a letter back.
And it was a nice letter.
Yeah, it was a letter that said, I got about 500 hate letters, and I only got one positive letter. And I was the only guy that sent him a positive letter.
All right. And now you have that forever. The general.
Yeah, Bobby Knight. Big fan of Bobby Knight.
And, you know, Bobby Knight keeps on giving. He is a consistent donator of fine material to this show.
Sure is. I can appreciate those sentiments. Bury me upside down so my critics can kiss my ass.
And if you just picture that, you know, it was a horrible wake. We went to the wake and the front of the casket wasn't even open.
No, I picture it like this. You see the dirt and stuff on the ground and you just see the two ass cheeks sticking out of the ground.
Bob's cheeks.
And of course, a month, 6 months later.
Yeah, I mean, when it's just all starting to eat away.
Hello, Don and Mike. Eventually, you just be his pelvic bones out there.
Right, and then they bronze them or something like that.
Yeah.
This is Bobby Knight's ass.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, radio show.
Hello. Hey, guys, did you know that they have a contest there that the students have a chair-throwing contest every year?
Oh, for Bobby Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, they love him there in Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a heck of a lot going on in Indiana, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, come on now. You're going to be late for the chair-throwing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Bobby.
I would let you guys know that Vanilla Ice is going to be at the 930 Club on June 21st. He's doing a big show there.
Oh, good. Go to a restaurant. That's a club here in D.C. Go to a restaurant down in Georgetown, and maybe you'll be able to see him flip out like I saw him flip out this weekend.
Did you guys see him on MTV? They had that one-hit wonders that could come on and smash the tape of their video, and he tore the place apart and they go to a commercial.
Yeah,
and
meltdown. Yeah, right. You know that he really scared Janine Garofalo? Like, he threw something at her, and she thought that, like, a TV was going to hit her or a VCR was going to hit her in the head or something?
Yeah, he took it a little too far. And I think he's got some anger issues.
Sure does.
Robbie Van Winkle. He's no Bobby Knight.
Hello. Hey, but you know, Bobby Knight.
Well, no. Sorry.
Just going to defend Bobby Knight.
Stop. Rewind.
Hey, come on. Bobby Knight's okay, man.
You can't defend him all the time, you know, strangling the guy in the
I can.
Time.
I can.
He got butt blows.
Pardon me?
Please.
The only time that I had problems defending Bobby Knight was when he was interviewed by Connie Chung.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that huge controversy.
He's asking him about rape. Now, why you would ask a basketball coach about rape?
Isn't he author of the quote, "If rape is inevitable,
lie back and enjoy it"?
And he really almost, that was the closest he ever came to losing his job.
Even I couldn't defend him on that one.
Yeah, he was on his own. He thought he was being funny, and because it was Bobby Knight, you know, the guy is a lightning rod, and that didn't help matters any.
No.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you. I mean, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you guys kick ass.
Yes. Major ass, man.
Bad.
Yes, major ass.
Yeah, shout out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there.
Keeping it real.
Word.
I got nothing but love for you.
Word.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, I just want to talk to you about Austin Powers, one of the obscure jokes I saw in there.
What?
When he was doing the song with the little midget.
Yep.
And they started dancing. I don't know if you picked up on it, but they were doing the same dance that they did at the big show at the end of Revenge of the Nerds. With the black guy and the little short midget.
What the hell kind of obscure reference is that?
Who would even know that? Did you know that, Rob? Rob is king of obscure stuff.
I'm Captain Obscurity, but I must invite this man to go to hell.
Oh, my God.
It was an invitation, not an order.
Won't you please go to hell?
Hello, God of myself.
And invite. You two sexy bitches.
Hey!
Last week, you made a reservation.
What?
For a party. I called up Ricky Martin's restaurant, you know, in Miami.
Yeah.
For a party of two.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Ricky Martin is a fag. That's what I said. Thanks.
Just a couple seconds late with that.
It's a shame. They were running down the hallway down. You can't play in the crickets. They were making a fine effort to get to the studio.
That's part of the fun for me is to watch them run down the hallway.
It's like in Phantom Menace, you know, when you see those big robot things come out of the ship. Same thing when you see our crickets come running down the hallway. They know that we have someone who thinks they're funny and they're really not.
Tiny little door. Tiniest of doors opens to the outside and the crickets now come running in. Don hits a little switch when he summons the crickets.
Howdy, boys. How's my crickets? Hello.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Look, how you doing?
Hey, how come you weren't at the Homo Pride Parade?
I went on the canoe trip.
I thought that we had set you up to go to that with Homo Joe to be our reporter at that.
Yeah, but I left Friday morning, and I didn't get his message till Sunday night.
Oh, so you were on the river all weekend?
Yeah, I was on a Shenandoah River.
How do you canoe if you only have one hand?
Oh, I know. What happened was they attached me to another canoe, so I was the only one in the canoe.
So when you called the show Friday evening, you were calling from the canoe?
Oh, no.
Did he call Friday evening, Buzz?
Yeah, that's when you sent, I said Homo Joe should come down to the station and pick up the DAT recorder for Sunday.
Oh, no. I...
That was four no's that he started with. No.
I'm sorry, Mike.
That's all right.
Hey, it's Don, Mike.
Hey, hold on a second.
Dennis, I have to really go back to two other things you said that make absolutely... They attached you to a canoe. Don said, how can you be in a canoe if you only have one hand? And then you said, they attached me to a canoe of my very own.
Yeah.
I consider that bungee question to be unanswered.
They put a bungee cord on my canoe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so they towed you?
They towed me. I was just, sitting in a proper canoe.
Thank you. Okay.
They towed you.
Okay. So it was worth getting clarification.
Okay. And what about Buzz's theory that you did call us on Friday?
Well, I did not call you on Friday.
Oh, you did not call on Friday.
Well, I thought you wanted me to take a day off, so I did.
Buzz, I would think you'd know more than anyone if Dennis calls, because he normally calls
that would be his time.
News and comments on it.
I remember Dennis being very disheartened to learn that he was going to go to the gay pride parade on Sunday with Homo Joe. That's what I thought I remembered it.
Well, you don't get a confirmation on that, because, you know, there are a lot of our super sleuths out there.
And you know who's dying now to call in. Dynamite Hobo Joe here.
Dynamite Hobo Joe here. Dennis did call on Friday.
All right, well, what did you call for today, Dennis?
Oh,
No, you said no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay, don't say no. Don't say I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't say the thing is.
Okay.
And what's the other one, Robbie? It starts with an A.
Actually.
Okay, those are the four things you can't say.
No,
You can't say no.
Okay.
You can't say the thing is. You can't say I'm sorry. And you can't say...
Actually. Uncle is doing two live remotes, tomorrow and Thursday at Sacramento.
You're going to be out in Sacramento? You leave for Sacramento tonight?
Yeah, no, I'm leaving tomorrow morning, and can I announce my flight number?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be arriving on American West Airlines, flight 2765, and I'm getting in at 12:30, 2 p.m.
When are you leaving here, Dennis?
Oh, 7:45 a.m.
All right. So what was your big announcement, Dennis?
Oh, I'm just doing two remotes.
You're doing remotes. What, does KHTK set those up for you?
Yeah. Go let them know maybe on today to let them know what bars I'll be at.
I got it. Okay. All right. Well, good luck. We're all for you getting ahead of the world.
Absolutely. Right. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Are you, Mike?
Yes, Dennis, I am. As long as you don't start sentences with the word no.
Thank you, Mike.
And as long as you don't say the thing is, right. Or I'm sorry, or actually.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to, I'm going to teach you for sale also.
We know
that. For the South Show.
All right, we got it. Okay, see you, Dennis.
You all have a pleasant day.
And you have a pleasant day.
Buzz?
Yes, Dennis.
Sorry for the confusion.
Don't say sorry.
don't worry about it. You're okay, Dennis.
Okay, I'll get on the phone.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, wow.
Too much pressure for him. We took too many of his verbal crutches away.
Did you hear what he was talking? You could almost hear the fact that he was trying not to say
right.
The four catchphrases.
Sometimes when he uses the word no, you would ask him a question along the lines of, yeah, Dennis, when are you going to be out there? His first word, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, you bastard.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
I love that, man. I finally got through to you guys. Listen, free advertising in Greenville. Dennis has been in town, and you know.
Yes.
We stopped at the gas station today during work and saw your name, Don and Mike, so plastered all over the condom machine.
Well, I'm sure we will be number one very soon. And where are you calling from?
From Greenville.
We will be number one in South Carolina because our name is on a condom machine.
That's right.
We will test very well with condom users.
Hold on. Let me,
bathroom rented condom users.
Do this before we go to break. Very exciting to see us on that machine.
This is the guy with the limerick.
Okay.
So we'll give him a chance. And if his limerick sucks, we'll give out his phone number.
Hello?
Yes, is Tracy there, please?
It's not. This is his mother. Can I take a message?
It's Tracy's mom. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now, ma'am.
Yes?
Your boy Tracy called us with a limerick, and we wouldn't let him say it on the radio show unless he gave us his phone number.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, he must not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, because he was supposed to give us the number where he was at right now.
Oh, okay. The number he is...
Don't give it to us now.
Man.
Please don't give that out, ma'am.
Okay.
But just tell your son, Tracy, that Don and Mike called.
Okay? Can you just tell him that Don and Mike called?
Okay. I will.
Thank all you, right. Tracy's mom.
Thank you, baby.
Baby.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hello.
Thank you, sweet thing.
You are.
Yeah.
What you watching, Oprah? What you watching on the TV?
I'm watching soap opera.
Soap opera? What soap opera are you watching right now?
God and Life.
God and Life. God and Life sucks. You should watch One Life to Live.
That's our favorite soap opera, One Life to Live.
Somebody's on the other line, so
I have to go. Okay. That is your son.
I'll just go.
Bye-bye. That is your son. He still lives with his mom.
He didn't sound, you know, like a kid. He sounded like a 45-year-old man.
Right. Hello. Homo Joe here. Homo Joe here. Hi. Go ahead. Say it again, Homo.
Homo Joe here.
Hi, Homo Joe.
How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Dennis was told at the beach house when the gay pride day was, so he did not call in on Friday.
Okay. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Call again on Friday.
All right. Thank you, Homo.
Very good.
Homo Joe here.
I'll make that here.
All right.
I'll make the route.
Hey, Homo Joe, you're number one with on our impression list. We're all doing Homo Joe impressions.
I heard that. It's great.
Donna Mike Homo Joe here.
Donna Mike Homo Joe here.
Donna Mike Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe over and out.
Donna Mike Homo Joe here.
Hey, you know what? We should call the new guy in. The new phone answering guy.
That'll be his debut.
Hey, Mike, come here.
His debut.
Mike is our new, the new Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's the new Lisa. Here he comes now.
There'll never be another Lisa.
Buzz, please. Hello, Mike.
Hi, what can I do for you?
You know, I like Mike's attitude. Every time I go back to the producer's room,
right,
when I walk by, I say, hey, how you doing? And he says, hey, man, I'm sorry about those calls.
Yeah, he's very, very accommodating, isn't he?
I said, hey, you know, he asked me a couple times, he said to me, hey, I'm sorry about those calls. I said, those calls were fine. What are you talking about?
No problem. He just wants to please you.
Well, I guarantee I won't be wearing a bikini on my last day.
If that's your request.
Thank God.
Our request is to hear you say, Donna Mike, Homo Joe here.
We're all doing the impression. I think we need Mr. Broyhill also.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hey, Gadget.
Gadget, get in here.
Where is Inspector Gadget? Because the rotation will be me, then Mike, then Buzz, then Robbie, then you, Mike, our new phone guy, and then Inspector Gadget.
See where you went on the pecking order? You see that as far as impressions? He put Broyhill last, and rightly so.
Oh, we don't know where Gadget is.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do it without him.
All right. Got a bike Homo Joe here.
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 I forgot to turn his
microphone.
Let's do it one more time. Okay.
Royal's here.
Royal's here to do his impression.
All right, and you know what? Let's start with Homo Joe, with the real guy. All right, go ahead, Homo.
Homo Joe here.
Got a bike 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 Homo Joe here.
Got a Gadget.
Come on, Gadget.
The thing is, actually,
come on,
do it.
Come on,
Joe here.
That sucks. Hey, Gad, have you heard from Leah yet?
She was in the midst of a photo shoot when I called earlier today.
Oh, okay.
We're still holding out hope that Leah Remedy will come out to Sacramento with us.
And I'm just thinking about her in the middle of a photo shoot.
Yeah, hey, goodbye, Homo.
Goodbye, Donna Mike.
Okay.
With Homo out.
Homo out.
Goodbye, Homo Joe.
All right. Clear all these lines out right now. And start today's show as our want is with a caller number 100.
I think that's a very good idea.
We have a prize package selected especially for you, and good luck. So call in right now. Be the 100th caller at 1-800-636-1067.
Don and Mike Show.
Their new adventure really is a new adventure. We're on 61 affiliate stations. We have 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners, and for that we are very thankful. Man to my left and to your right has very sensitive nipples. Here is radio's Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Yeah. Man, it's like a goddamn roller coaster working here. You know what I mean?
Oh, my head is spinning.
Thrills, chills, upside down, you know, the 360-degree turn.
Kooky, crazy.
I mean, none of it bad. We're not complaining.
No, you can't complain about anything that's going on. It's all very exciting, but it's all a bit overwhelming.
It's all this behind-the-scenes stuff, and I know it's very frustrating because we could never tell you exactly what's going on, but just as it seems that we were on the cusp,
yes,
on the verge of making the big move, there's another big move to be made.
Absolutely. And we'll keep you advised. You know what I hate?
What?
I hate not being able to talk about it, but we really can't.
If this happens, though, forget about it.
I
jinx it if I talk about it. Just forget about it.
Forget about it.
Wish we could talk to you about it, but we can't.
Listen, right.
Let's take phone calls. I'd much rather talk about Grant Napier being such a pussy that he's not going to come to work on Friday so that he doesn't have to see us.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
You know, the more I thought about that, and keep in mind, I spend very little of my valuable time thinking about this disc jockey, Grant Napier, that's on our station in Sacramento.
Well, you couldn't pick him out of the lineup, first of all.
But the more I thought about it, the more I laughed about it.
Right.
Thinking that yesterday people were calling and saying that this guy is so threatened by the fact that we're going to be in Sacramento on Friday that he's not showing up to work.
What the hell have we ever done to the guy? We talked bad about him a couple of times, but not a whole bunch.
It's always after he's talked bad about us, too.
And that's it. I mean, compared to other DJ wars we've had, this is mild stuff, but I guess he seems to be somewhat obsessed with us.
I guess so.
Hmm.
And frankly, a little scared, I guess. Yeah. I can't imagine that I would ever come on the radio and say, hey, everybody, I'm afraid to come into work on Friday because another disc jockey's going to be here, so I'm taking the day off.
You know, part of the fun.
How wacky is that? That's funny.
Part of the fun of having a feud is when you do get to meet the guy. That's kind of the awkward, strange moment that's always a little exhilarating for me.
Well, that's funny. I just think it's funny.
It is.
I thought about it last night. It was funny. I thought about it today. Still funny today.
He's going to be fleeing the station when we arrive.
Right. Taking a day off. Taking a vacation day.
Please.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. You're
Dynamite, the
first caller. Hello, my friend.
Yeah, hey, you know Leah from the King of Queens that y'all love so much?
Yes. Leah Remedy, who may be joining us in Sacramento Friday. You know, we still haven't heard. Hey, Gadget, you heard from her yet?
Inspector Gadget, do you have any details on the Leah Remedy situation?
What about Leah, sir?
Yeah, she's on Hollywood Squares all this week.
Ooh.
Oh, well, thanks for the bulletin.
You got me to watch it.
Okay, thank you.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
A member of the Proud 4% calling us right now.
Very important club. Hello.
Hi, Brojo.
Hi, have you talked to Leah?
Yes.
And?
We're working out airline details.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. I guess we'll have a lot of dead air on Friday, because if she comes to Sacramento, we'll just be staring at her a whole lot.
We'll be ogling her.
She's bringing Angelo.
Oh
the boyfriend.
Her Latin boy toy?
Uh-huh.
He's no dummy.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, excellent.
Excellent.
All right, Angelo and Leah.
Excellent.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, Angelo. Would you please step out of the studio, please?
That's good. Leah Remedy in studio with us on Friday from Sacramento.
Very
exciting.
Oh,
that's good. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to buy a new dress now.
Hell of a dynamite. I can't wear this frumpy dress now.
That's an old frock that you're wearing right now.
You look can't wear this. Hello, dynamite. I got to get right down to the gap.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I think I got a little clarification on the Napier thing for you.
What?
I don't think it's so much. I think his job is taking him out of town. That's why he's not going to be there.
No.
So we've heard about that. You know, yeah, they're giving me a day off because, you know, you guys are coming to town. But I think his job is taking him out of town. Why he's not going to be there?
Mm. Okay.
Well, really, I don't understand why he complains about you guys, because he gives you such a huge. You guys give him such a huge lead in.
Uh-huh. Well, frankly, we'd heard on this show from lots of callers, and we only got about 100 faxes about it, that the guy came out on his radio show and said he's taking Friday off.
He said he didn't want to be in the same building with us.
Right, right.
Well, he did say that, but I thought, from what I understood, it was his job was taking him out of town, because he does other things besides working, you know, doing the Kings broadcast.
Right, that's very convenient.
He does Marine football.
Then that is quite a coincidence, then, that he would happen to be out of town on the one day that we're coming into town. And if that's the case, why wouldn't the guy just come out and say, hey, I'm not going to be at work on Friday because I got something else to do.
Instead of saying, I don't want to be in the same building with those guys.
And I'm going to take a day off. Like the big pussy that he is.
Oh, please.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Come on here.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I want to.
It is funny when you think about it.
It really is. Graham Napier said straight up that he was leaving the studio because you guys were coming.
Right. Okay. What a coward. Okay. Listen, sorry that I brought it up. I just wanted to say that I was getting a little laugh about that, thinking about that.
Oh, it was hilarious when I heard it.
You know, how second grade is that? That's like when the class bully is bothering you.
You guys have met him before.
We've never met him.
Yeah, over at McGee's.
When? We've never been to McGee's. What is McGee's?
Or no, maybe it wasn't McGee's. It was the first time you guys ever...
Why is there so much misinformation? You know why? Because it doesn't matter.
No, the first time you guys came here...
Yeah, do you remember your bar appearance where you played strip for the...
Youngblood.
Yeah, in right. Sacramento. I think he showed up.
Oh, well.
Appearance.
Yeah,
that's how much...
He
might not have even crossed paths.
That's how much it meant to us, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, listen. All I know is the guy's a cheese dick, limp-wristed, and the pencil neck geek pussy. He's a pussy, you hear me? He's a pussy.
I'll be at KHCK on Friday. How about you?
Yeah, brother.
How about you, brother?
Brother.
I'll be there with my friend Mike and my friend Buzz and my friend Rob and my Hollywood friend Leah.
I'll be wearing body oil.
Hello.
And our heads will be shaved. And we'll be going, yeah, brother.
Hello.
Yeah, I'll have your back too, Mike.
What's that?
I'll have you guys in the back, too. Listen, I just want to say about...
I'm sorry. Hold it. Hello? I didn't understand you the second time you said that.
You'll have your guys' back.
Oh, you'll have our back. Like, cover our back?
Yeah, you know it.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Hello there. Dynamite Show.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I got a theory why Grant Napier's not going to be on Friday.
This is going to happen.
You know what? My fault. My mistake.
This guy is so small potatoes.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Just everybody, just please. Just join me in laughing at him. That's all.
Don't call about him.
No more calls about him, please.
The guy's worthless. Guy's a pimple on my ass.
He's a piece of BM that comes out of my butt.
Ooh, piece
Hello.
Of BM.
Hello. Hello? Is there some guy doing a light jazz show or something?
Relax, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'm Bob White.
Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike, can I join your summer camp?
What impression would you like to audition with?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. I will tell you right now, we have three Arnold Schwarzeneggers, and we already have their shirts. But go ahead.
I don't want to say that all these guys are starting to slow the show down.
All these would-be impressionists.
Well, of course they're starting to slow the show down because they're calling about my impressionist
camp. No.
That is typical. Of course they are.
No.
I do not believe they are slow. I think it's funny to hear bad impressions like that.
I like them when they're good.
Like the guy that did the Aaron Neville.
All right. Well, you have
that was good.
You have the prerogative of hanging up on him at any moment.
I know this guy will suck.
All right.
I know he'll,
that's the whole idea.
He will hugely suck.
To suck. That's what I thought was funny.
All right, go ahead, suck.
All right. Why don't you drop some steam bayonet?
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. You are welcome to the camp. And here I was thinking it was going to suck, and I even said it was going to suck, and then it was fantastic.
Well, did he get the full scholarship?
He gets the full scholarship, and he has to give us his pants.
Hello.
That's right. Some guys do have to give their pants at the door.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling from Sacramento. We're on the way to the airport to meet Dennis Murphy.
I was going to say you're on the air, but I changed it out. You're pathetic. Going to the airport to meet Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
So somebody wrote the flight number down.
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're not going to win any gold medal with us for calling with that. I mean, good for Dennis that someone's going to meet him at the airport.
Okay.
All right.
Can you tell what kind of individual meets Dennis at the airport? It's the kind of individual that has nothing to say.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'd like to join your camp, too.
Now, you're overdoing it.
Okay.
Oh, come on. I can do it, Julia Child.
Julia Child, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we have the full contingent of Julia Child.
And it's not Julia Child.
It's Julia Child.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'd like to serve my soup.
See, and I knew immediately, unlike that great Schwarzenegger, that was going to suck.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
This is Thomas from Wichita.
Yeah.
And just on the internet, found the nastiest website I've ever seen. You might be interested for Dennis.
Don't give out the address. Just tell us what it is, please.
It's, let's see. It's women, showing women, crapping on each other.
You know how hard he had to work to find the word that was like
good. Yes,
and you thought immediately of us when you saw that website.
Straight up, yeah. Yeah.
Women,
what's the word I'm searching for? Crapping on each other. Well, God knows that's why Al Gore invented the internet.
Yes, right.
So that someone could post pictures of women cramping on each other.
God bless Al Gore.
I believe it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'd like to send this out to my wife and my wife's twin sister, who were on the internet until late at night the other night, looking at some pictures that were just about the most horrible death and destruction and dismemberment. It was gross.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. It's very disturbing. You know, I wonder what they're planning for me one of these days. You know, they'll end up in the trunk of a car in pieces.
And then you'll be on the internet.
That's right. They'll end up with their picture.
Hi. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen, hate Don and Mike.
Oh, Jar Jar Binks. I hate Jar Jar Binks. That's the one with the ears, right?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
I almost bought you that for your birthday.
I gotta tell you, I'm nervous, man. I'm out here in Sacramento.
Hold on a second, please. Okay. I was looking in the catalog. Still strapped to what they get you for your birthday, trying to come up with a perfect gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking in the catalog, and now they have Jar Jar Binks masks.
Oh, really?
Except the thing costs like $300. I was going to buy it like as a goof for you.
Oh, please.
But it's $300.
No.
For
for a real Jar Jar Binks mask, one of those big rubber jobbers that you pull all the way over your head and stuff?
I thought after you sent back Slam Man that we kind of established ourselves as far as what we're going to do, where I'm just getting you cigars for every birthday from this point on.
Oh, no, I'm still going to get you exotic gifts. and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised next week when you turn 40.
Well, that's good. Wow. That's good.
I think it's a good idea that you continue just to get me cigars, though.
That is the moment right there. That is the very first moment that it kind of felt weird when it came out of your mouth when you just said that. Next week when you turn 40, it just kind of made me...
Don't worry about it.
It just gave me a little glitter.
I'm already there. Buzz has been there for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Rob will be there very shortly. We're all old farts, Mike.
You said it so matter-of-factly that it was just kind of weird.
Yeah, when you turn 40.
But it's no big deal.
I've got to tell you, I'm concerned about the underwear fashion show out here in Sacramento.
Why? Why would you be concerned?
Well, actually, my name's Carlos. I was out at the...
Here's the bio. We don't need the bio.
Carlos, no, I don't care where your family came from. What, Carlos? What?
I was sweating it because I looked around at the women and I was like, hey, this is going to be a great opportunity.
Oh, please.
For goodness sake, I got to hang up on it.
I don't know what he was saying. Whatever it was a waste of time. I guarantee you.
Please.
Carlos, in case nobody told you, no Mexicans allowed at the show on Friday. We'll have the big banner up front Memorial Auditorium. Please, no Mexicans.
Oh, God.
I take it back. They'll be parking the cars.
Oh, yeah. And then, they can come in after the fact. Backstage.
That's right.
Backstage, we're having a big Mexican party.
With the red jackets. We'll have a nice piñata back there. Hello?
Hello, Dynamite Radio Show.
Oh, all right. Hello there.
Dynamite?
Yeah.
I found a biscuit bill.
Do you mean the store Biscuitville or an actual Biscuitville?
An actual Biscuitville.
Really? What state is it in?
In Virginia.
All right, wait a minute. Don asked you a specific question. Are you talking about a town?
Yes, sir.
The town...
Didn't I say to the guy, it's clear.
It was English was not his first language.
God dang it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'm a biology major at University of Maryland, and I have a monkey here at our dormitory. Want to hear it? You want to hear him?
Now, is it a real monkey? You just got like some kind of monkey sound effect.
No. It's a real monkey.
You're not going to do anything to the monkey to make him make a sound, are you?
I just squeeze him a little. No. I wouldn't do that.
Well, why? How will you get the monkey to make a sound then?
I just play with him a little bit and he kind of gets wound up. Kind of like a dog.
What kind of monkey is it?
Yeah. It's just a chimpanzee.
It's a chimp?
Yes.
Well, you don't have a chimp.
And if you were a biology guy, you would know that a chimp is not a monkey.
Well, listen.
No.
Lie. My God.
So is a cesspool of humanity. It really is, I swear to God.
We ought to have, Elvis always wanted badges. We ought to get badges for doing this show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Counselor.
Come out wherever you are.
come out wherever you are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I hope somebody told Dennis that there isn't a Hooters here in Sacramento.
All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for that bulletin.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
There they go. They were running down the hallway. They were late again. The door opened. The crickets were there, and they were running down the hallway.
Hello, Don and Mike.
They tried.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I just want to...
He just kind of petered out halfway through that.
All in his own tongue.
You know what I mentioned? I don't know what people think of our opening segment. I mean, I've got stuff to talk about. I've got a full agenda.
Right.
But this has rapidly become my favorite time of the show. We just come on and talk to every idiot caller in the world.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy it. There's something wonderful about it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yep. Speak to Mike.
But make no bones about it. It does have an expiration date. All these idiot callers.
That's right.
I mean, that expiration date's coming very soon.
Absolutely.
Still loving it right now. Yeah, hello, he's here.
Yes, I have an RV. Would you like to use it on Friday?
What type?
What type?
He's lying. You see, but he had to take that much time to answer the question of what type. And I think he asked these questions. That's why we all ought to get badges, because we're just like police officers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Monique?
Hey, don't call us. That's a foul word. Don't use that.
Well, you're going to be getting your new black radio station. They're going to call you and say that.
No, they won't say that on our show. That's a dirty word, sir. Don't say that, please.
Well, it's not a dirty word.
It is on this show.
Yeah, we think.
Okay, I won't say it anymore.
Okay.
But I want to give you guys some new phrases for what you'll be hearing when you get to your new station, the new hip-hop station.
Well, what is your name?
My name's Jeff.
And Jeff, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vegas.
So, are you a man of color? Are you colored?
Am I colored?
Are you colored?
Yeah, I'm a black man.
Oh, all right, okay. All right. All right, now you say you got some new slang for us? What?
Yeah, I got some new slang.
All right, what, Jeff? Let's hear it.
You hear the word kid.
Kid?
Like, what's up, kid?
K-I-D?
Yeah, what's up, kid?
What's that mean?
What's up, man?
No, it's just kind of like kid. All right.
Yeah, what's up, kid?
Here's another one. We can figure that
particularly original.
We can figure that one out. There's another one, Jeff.
You hear the one, what's up, loke?
Loke? What's that mean, loke?
What's up, loke? You know, like tone loke.
What's the dilly, yo, loke? I gotta tell you something.
You won't hear that one. What's the dilly, yo?
He's a pretty lame one. You might be half white, man, because he's a pretty lame.
He's a pretty lame?
Yeah, he's a pretty lame.
I'm not no bit of white, unless you want to check my ancestry, you know.
All right. All right, I'll take one more if you got one more.
I can't think of any right off the top of my
head. Those two are fantastic.
Please, I'm blacker than you are.
My God. For goodness sakes.
That was Jeff.
Please. God damn.
What's up, kid?
He's whiter than Rob A. Rob A is the whitest guy I know.
Dang, you're pasty today, Rob.
Go, Loke. Yo.
Yo.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
That's the end of the round.
They were playing that dumb New York Knicks rap song on SportsCenter today, over and over again, and I guess that's the only words that's out. Go New York, go New York, go New York, go!
You know, and the whole thing about the Knicks being underdogs in this series just disturbs me. I don't think there's ever been a New York sports team that's an underdog. I don't think it doesn't fit, and I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. They are the favorites going into this series. I don't care how good San Antonio is.
No, they're not. No,
really?
No, but they're going to get whacked 4-0.
Really?
San Antonio is going to kill them. Anybody want to bet on that?
Yeah, I'll say that. I'll say it won't be 4-0.
Okay, I'll bet you.
I say the Knicks will win a game.
Oh, I'll bet you.
All right, what's the bet?
You got to pull out a nose here. I mean, all right, that's a good bet. Because I'm not betting any more money.
Okay.
I'm not betting any more on my hair. I'm not betting Dennis Murphy coming down to deliver my house.
All right, the nose hair, then.
Got to pull out a nose hair.
You really have to do it.
Got to really yank it.
I was going to say the only way to really verify that, but I'm not doing that. Yeah, the only way to really do it and then make sure that you're really pulling out a nose hair
would be like
that the winner of the bet pulls the nose hair out of the other person's nose.
Well, I might do it with a pair of tweezers.
Tweezers?
I wouldn't put my fingers in your nose, and I'm sure vice versa, but I would put a pair of tweezers up your nose and pull out a nose hair.
Come
on, what do you say?
I would, if I won the bet, I would find a single nose hair. And I would pluck it out of your nose. If you won the bet, you would go up into my sinus cavity and pull out like
pull your eyeball.
It's like a pass of underarm hair that would come out on the other.
No, I promise. I promise. Just one hair.
One nose hair?
One nose hair.
One can nose I select hair. It?
Sure.
Can I make sure that you've got just one before
yes.
you pull?
Yes.
Done. Okay. Deal. Done and done. Now, all the Knicks have to do is win one game.
If the Knicks win one game,
what a horrible thing. I'm rooting for the Knicks.
You get to pull out one of my nose hairs.
Very good. When does the series start?
Tonight. Game one tonight.
Oh, okay. I'll be watching it.
No, you won't. Game one tonight, San Antonio.
Okay. And you think it's going to be a sweep?
Oh, I sure do.
Okay.
New York doesn't have a friggin' chance.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, no. Actually, the thing is, I suck sit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You do. You got the sick. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering, is any of your back hair grow back in from your wax job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it grew back weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, it grew back very, very quickly.
That could be another good future bet.
Yeah?
Something? Does it grow back even thicker?
No, it doesn't. It actually grows back, I would say, probably a little lighter than before.
You know, that's a fallacy, I believe, that was started, I think, the first time I ever heard that was on Leave It to Beaver, where Wally told Beaver that if you shave, the more you shave, the faster your beard will grow.
That's true.
Well, I've been doing that all my life, and that's not true.
Well, it's not automatic. It all has to do with your coloring and the type of hair that you have. But by and large, the more you shave, the coarser, thicker, and heavier your beard gets, and it grows back.
How do you explain this, then? How do you explain the fact that for years and years and years, and you know this, I have tried...
You're like my father. My father didn't have a lot of facial hair.
I've tried to grow a beard, I swear to God, since I was in junior high school trying to grow a beard. Never been able to. I finally gave up on it.
Right.
And now 2 weeks later, look at this. I got a nice beard coming in.
Coming in.
It, what it is that it's just the type of, you know, hair that you have. Certain people just have a certain amount of hair.
But how could this be that this hair has always been there for 40 years, and now just in the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden it's like, hey, I can grow a beard.
Well, probably because you were shaving it, you know, by all the times you were shaving it, it's coming in.
So that's the 40, so you got to shave yourself every day for 30 to 40 years.
The more you shave, the thicker your beard gets, the more you stimulate the hair follicles,
really?
The more you're going to get to.
Really?
But it's not, but there are limitations.
You're still
not.
1140.
You, know, you HDK, and I are not going to have a beard like Alan Limewad, because that's just the way he's a hairy guy.
Damn, he's a chia pet, man.
He is a very hairy guy.
He probably has to shave 3 times a day, and I'm not exaggerating. This guy, the sales guy here, always got a heavy beard.
If we're going to do something, but I'll tell you this, if we're going to do something in the evening, if we're going out somewhere, I actually have to take a razor with me now, because I have to shave twice a day, or I'm going to have the, not a 5 o'clock shadow, but I will have stubble, which is kind of like with the gray hairs that I have in there now. It has that old man park bench kind of stubble, and that's because of, you know, years and years and years.
I would kill.
Has to shave 3 times a day.
I was going to say, I would kill for that. I would kill for that. This is the closest I've ever come to a beard. You see, this is not actually like, what it is like underarm hair that I have going from my chest.
Yeah, it looks like chest hair.
Up to my ear.
It looks like downy chest hair.
Well, I've got to give it some more time to fill in.
Well, I like the Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like being different, because everybody on the show has a Van Dyke.
Why does everyone ever have it? Why did you grow your Van Dyke now when we're going out in Sacramento for the first time?
I think I look stupid in photographs without facial hair. I discovered the other day I look like, I don't know, Mr. Potato Head or something. There's no apparent neck when I'm photographed without facial hair.
Really?
And I think shaving's a pain, especially around the lips and chin, so it was just easier.
But you were growing a Van Dyke, which in effect is even more detailed shaving that you have to do.
That's right.
Yeah, but I don't have to see it. I used to cut my nose trying to shave because I wasn't used to shaving. I went like 20, 30 years without
shaving.
Did
you use a mirror?
Yes, I do.
Yes. I just close his eyes, shave.
The reflection in a pond.
Ow. You know, I used to cut myself all the time when I would shave in the shower. Mm-hmm. Because I love that. I love the thought that, again, I'm like Buzz, even though it takes 5 seconds, mm-hmm. I hate to shave. Right. I hate to take the time it takes to shave. So I thought, if I do it in the shower.
Right.
Fantastic. Be able to do everything at once. Except to do it without a mirror.
And you don't feel the cuts when you're shaving with all that water in it.
Not until you look down at your feet and you see the blood down there.
Always a bad sign. The psycho shower scene.
Always a bad sign. You're in the shower, you look down, you see blood.
Oh,
even a worse sign if you're not shaving, you look down and see blood in the shower.
I can't remember the last time I used a real razor. I use all electric now. Every time I shave, every day now, I shave with an electric razor.
Oh, I can't stand
the Norelco. Remember that expensive one that I bought, that ridiculously overpriced one? I don't use that anymore. I use the Norelco, and it's great.
But that's why you have to shave twice a day sometimes, because it doesn't cut as close.
No, it's as close as a blade of your mind.
I use the Bic disposable.
Oh,
sensitive skin.
Ah.
That's why you cut yourself.
No, I don't. Come in, because I'm uncoordinated.
No, if you use those razors, if you took a magnifying glass.
Oh, please.
What are you going to do, like the commercial on TV where they go,
I swear to God,
this blade pulls the hair out while this blade cuts it.
I'm just going to show you the regular razor and the Bic, okay?
Okay. Show me the difference.
All right, this is regular.
Okay.
And this is the Bic. The Bic is on the left.
Okay.
That is the difference in the blade right there.
Okay, I don't care.
I mocked
the Bic razor. They make a great pen. They make one hell of a razor.
I haven't seen you bleeding lately, but right. Again, you've got a beard now, so you're not shaving.
You know why I haven't been bleeding? Why, you haven't seen me bleed for a long time? Because I still shave, like, down here on my neck.
See, I was going to ask you
about my cheek.
And it looks like you go down. You're going down here and shaving on your cheeks.
Yes, I am. You know why I don't? I'm shaving on my cheeks. Not on those cheeks.
Those cheeks. Shave those cheeks.
You know why I don't bleed? Because I got a Stipic pencil. Those things get ass.
Yeah.
And they're very hard to find now.
Right.
I got to go to 4 or 5 different drugstores to find a Stipic pencil.
Mm-hmm.
It's like magic, man. You cut a big gouge out of your face.
So have you been cutting yourself at all on the top when you're shaving cover over the mirror?
No. Yeah, I haven't. Because the Bic is wonderful.
Yeah, right.
Because the Bic razors kick ass, man.
I used one of those Bic disposables one time and wasn't paying attention, and I shaved against the grain on my neck.
and it looked like
well,
really,
whose fault is that?
It looked like I'd taken a garden weasel on my neck.
Examine that statement. You were not paying attention.
Yeah.
Shaving against the grain.
That's right.
Whose fault is that?
I was not paying attention when I walked into the drugstore and bought the Victor Gold
lasers. That's blasphemy, man.
I won't hear that.
I will not hear that.
But now it's a moot point because I use the electric and...
Electric razors suck. I never liked electric razors.
It gives me a warning and said I think I have to, like, replace the blades or something.
I hate electric razors.
Really do. It's the first one I ever really enjoyed.
Never liked them. How about you, Buzz? What do you use?
They're a pain to clean. I don't like electric razors.
But what's your brand of razor?
I used to use Gillette, but I stopped using them because of the animal testing and went to the competition Schick. I use Schick now.
Animal testing?
That's right, yeah.
Who cares?
Well, I do. I don't want them beating up little animals, testing razors and makeup and stuff.
Squirrels?
Yeah, that's what I heard. No, I don't know. I don't know. I just, they're on the list of people who wrongly test their products on animals.
You're so righteous. You're so damn righteous.
So I left Gillette and went to Schick.
So righteous, yet he's an atheist. Go figure.
I'm not an atheist.
He doesn't believe in God, yet he cares about little animals being
a Methodist.
Right. Well, Methodist atheist.
Very hell of a test. That'd be a tough job to test it.
Yep, this one works. Hello, John Fleischel. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
It must be a long walk to the radio.
That's right.
Well, it's either a long walk or a slow walker.
Hello.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say Mach 3 kicks ass.
Mach 3 razor?
Mach 3 is the Gillette Mach 3, which is
three blades, you know.
Eventually, they're going to have like eight blades.
I've used it before.
I didn't dig it that
much. You know what I hate? I hate Edge. If we could get on the topic of shaving cream for a second.
You don't like gel?
No, I don't like the...
All I use is the gel.
No, I don't like gel. Not
when I'm using a regular razor.
Yeah, the gel is the best.
No,
yeah. Because it really requires you working it into your face.
Right.
Tuna fish, Mike.
Tuna, what are you talking about?
Well, Mike was about to ask me what I'm having for lunch today.
Oh, tuna fish.
Okay. I almost thought for a second that you sometimes shave with tuna fish.
No, I've
never shaved with a fish. But you got to go with the gel. And also, a shout out to the Gillette Atra product. Atra. Always Atra.
You know, when it comes to shaving, men really are.
I like foam, man.
And women are really, really committed to their product.
Well, there's a lot of women around here that are committed to shaving.
I'll
tell you that.
I know that. There we go.
Take a look under some of those nylons at the station, man. There's some real Glenda Manleys around here.
As a matter of fact, I used to have one of those jobbers that would heat up the foam.
Oh, really?
So, like, in the morning, you go, you get that hot foam on your face.
Well, you know, a listener called me one time when I was having a problem with facial irritation and said the best thing to do is to shave with ice-cold water. That's the best way to shave, ice-cold water to keep your face firm.
You know, I read somewhere, maybe I read it last weekend, somewhere, maybe in that stupid... what's that thing you get in the newspaper? Oh, Parade?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know that useless, they call it a magazine? It's totally useless.
It really is useless.
I think in the back where they had, like, household hands, somebody wrote in there, if you don't have any shaving cream, use peanut butter.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and that guys in the army and stuff.
Use peanut butter to shave?
Use peanut butter. They put peanut butter on their face, so they shave with peanut butter.
So they could be an experiment. Any lubricant would probably work.
Well, you know about that, Buzz.
Yes, I would.
Mr. Lube, that's what we call him.
Marcia, we have some peanut butter. That would work.
Mr. Lube, the swinging atheist. Cares about animals.
Donnie Lube, yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hello, sir.
It's just a matter of fact, getting older. I'm about as old as you, and then just as you get older, you get thicker, longer, whatever hair.
Well, I'm not complaining. I love the fact that I'm finally able to grow a beard.
But it's not that you have to, that you've been shaving for 20 years or whatever, you know.
Well, that's what Mr. Electric Razor said.
Well, just watch out. You know, pretty soon it'll be coming out your nose. You'll have eyebrow hair.
Listen, I've already got Andy Rooney eyebrows. I have to trim my
ears.
But it's not a myth that when you shave, that's the worst way to get rid of hair, because if you shave, it's going to come back. That's why the more you shave, the thicker and coarser your beard gets.
Well, forget shaving. Go tweeze.
Tweeze?
Oh,
who has the time?
And I do have tons of ear hair. I have tons of nose hair. And my eyebrows.
Yeah.
I do have to trim my eyebrows because, I swear to God, I got the Andy Rooney's eyebrows.
There are certain kinds of hairs that start coming out of your eyebrows that are just mysterious. And then I got one right here. Do you see this one right here?
That's a long one, man. Okay. That's a long, girlish hair coming out of your eyebrow.
Nasty.
Antenna. And sometimes Frida will piss me off. I'm laying in bed. She'll come over and I think she's going to, like, give me a love or something. And she just leans over and she goes, boink!
Oh! cold time, baby. I say, honey, do I do that to you?
Makes that sound.
Wouldn't she hate it if I did that to her if she's wearing a bathing suit?
Oh,
I just saw that, honey. I just wanted to make you feel better.
Have you ever gotten a hair in the middle of your forehead?
No.
No,
really?
I like woke up and like an inch away from my hairline, there's a hair. So I guess I'm an alien.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, okay.
That's
weird. Right, you're an alien, Rob.
Right on the forehead?
Well, I like about an inch down, yeah.
Oh, no, that's you, Rob. I believe that's unique to you.
And it was glowing.
All right, let's get out of this. Hello. Hello. Yeah, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, buddy.
Baldy.
Hey,
Baldy. Baldy.
Okay, buddy. Listen, you're overspending, okay, on this Edge deal. All this stuff, get you some cheap Barbasol, shake it up, boom, you're good.
No, I want to tell you something. Barbasol is the equivalent of Tussie perfume, okay? Listen, I'm a big believer in name brand. You get what you pay for.
That's not Tussie.
No.
I don't mind the little Barbasols that you put in your travel bag, you know, the tiny little ones for traveling with the big mouth. That's,
you probably steal soap at the hotel, too.
Gotta be the name brand. And I do steal soap out of the hotel. They got good soap at hotels.
Every time you say Tussie, I just think of that stuff. The two fingers in the tub.
My mom used to use Tussie, and she's so cheap.
Right.
She wouldn't buy the roll-on ball.
Right.
Or the spray. Mm-hmm. My mom would buy it. It would come like in an eczema jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in the bathroom. I see my mom sticking two fingers in there, getting a big glob of it. And under her old lady armpit. Oh, it's hideous. It scarred me. I swear to God,
Tussie,
ask for it by name. Okay. Good first segment. Let's do a break.
Yeah.
And do the toe tapping, touch toes. A prize package that we selected especially for you. And a chance to win the grand prize trip this week, which is a WWF excursion to Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right.
Got it for you right now. If you're the 100th person to call, it's 1-800-636-1067.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're back from commercials already.
Here's Don and Mike.
That's funny. That Mary movie, that's funny. And funny all the time.
That's Austin Powers, which is funny every once in a while.
You
see Mini-Me interviewed on Regis and Patsy Lee today.
No, you know, I didn't watch that because I saw Regis wasn't on. I hate Patsy.
You know, we worked with Scott the Dwarf for a long time, so we know what the hot buttons are for somebody who's a dwarf.
Yeah.
First thing Kathy Lee says to the guy, because he's 2'8", right? He walks out, and he looks actually better than he does with all the makeup on. He actually is, he's got a shaved head, but he's not a bad-looking dwarf.
So he doesn't look like Dr. Evil in real life.
And comes walking out, and first thing Kathy Lee says to him, Scott would punch it.
Oh, I just want to do this whole interview with you sitting on my lap.
He's such
an idiot.
Hey, duck my shit, Kathy Lee. Yuck fool, Kathy Lee.
Where's you with Pat Sajak?
Yeah, I make that swing by at 9 o'clock. That's my normal Sports Center time. And I turn Channel 5 on to see.
Yep.
What Regis has to say. And as soon as I see that Regis is in there,
it's one of her foils.
Goodbye.
Oh. Hold on a second.
Here is the hot line. Hello?
Come on, wait a minute. Collect call from
Jimmy.
I think my wife's at work today.
MCI World Com.
Just like she'd be calling.
Charges. Press 1 now or say yes. Thank you for using 1-800-COLLECT. Your call is connected.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, it's your brother Jim.
Hey.
My Earth Dog brother Jim. Hey, Jimmy, you know what?
What?
You can help out. We're going to do a contest right now.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to take caller 100.
Yeah.
Now, when we get the caller on the line.
What is this, another vibrator contest?
No. It's just a call in to win. You happen to call at the same time as we're doing a caller 100 game.
And what number was I?
No. You haven't taken the caller yet.
Oh. Well, I wanted to win something.
Well, you can't because you're my brother, you idiot. Family members are ineligible. So when we get caller 100, please tell them they've won a Patriot Harley Davidson prize pack.
A Patriot Harley Davidson prize pack.
All right. Sounds like something your brother would like.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Go ahead, handle it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with my brother Jim.
I am caller 100. You're caller 100?
Yes, I am.
You won a Harley Davidson prize package.
That is wonderful.
Patriot prize package.
Patriot Harley Davidson's grand opening Saturday, 10 till 5, located on Route 50 West, Fairfax. Patriot Harley Davidson.
a legend, but wait, there's more. You, and what's your name there, caller 100?
Jerry.
Where are you from, Jerry?
Gary.
Terry, I'm sorry, where are you from, sir?
One more time, Gary.
Right, Mary, where are you from?
I'm in Gettysburg.
Beautiful. You have qualified for Friday's weekly giveaway, a trip for two, WWF King of the Ring in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Pretty good stuff, Harry.
There we go.
Trip includes round trip air, hotel tickets, WWF King of the Ring from Media General Cable, and airfare hotel courtesy Subway, the way a sandwich should be. Please make sure you are listening to Friday's show.
That doesn't suck, does it, Larry?
It sure doesn't.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, please.
Good luck, Barry.
Hold on. All right. Now let's get back to my brother. My real-life brother, the truck driver.
And he's got, are you in your new rig now? Everything going well?
Yeah, I'm in that big fire engine red Peterbilt.
Oh, now, cool.
Are you on the road?
It is fast.
Are you on the road right now?
Yeah, I'm in Des Moines.
Des Moines, huh? Damn it, we're not on in Des Moines.
I figured that much.
You know what? It kind of makes my flesh crawl a little bit when I hear a 18-wheeler driver say, hey, it is fast. You know, my brother's like the worst. All right, you are one of those truck drivers that, like, goes in the left-hand lane all the time, right?
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, well, what do you ever get that baby up to?
It'll do 115.
Oh my God, that's not too dangerous. Please tell me you don't do that.
Huh?
Please tell me you don't drive your truck that fast.
Hey, I left Fort Worth this morning.
I'm not good at geography, so that's what you're saying is you've made a lot of time?
Sure. 12 hours. It took me about 8.
He said the S word.
No.
He said he should have taken.
It should have taken 12 hours. It took him 8.
Oh, you know, Jimmy, that's not right. You better watch it, man. Smokey the Bear is going to be out for you.
What?
Smokey the Bear is going to be. I'm talking your trucker talk, man.
Three of them saw me here in Iowa, and they just kind of waved at me.
Are you the kind of trucker that if somebody gets like in front of you, you go like an inch away from their bumper?
No. I got a great big extended hood, Peterbilt. So if you get a little compact car that close to me in front, I can't see them at all.
Oh, okay. That makes us feel better.
Well, that's good. That's very good.
I think about you every time I'm on a road, and you know, like that road that we took going up to Hagerstown? We did a show up there a couple of weeks ago. When you go up in a mountainous area, when you're coming back down, when they have those ramps for runaway trucks where they have like a big thing of barrels filled with sand.
Yeah, or they have just a big pile of dirt at the end of a big strip that goes uphill.
End of a runaway truck ramp.
Man, I've always wanted to hit one of those.
Jimmy, slow you down. Please be careful driving that truck, Jimmy. Please be careful.
And it's got all the amenities in it now? Do you have your TV
man,
in there?
It's got everything.
Okay, what does your new truck have?
It's got cruise, tilt wheel, telescopic wheel. It's got Jake brake. It's got a refrigerator. It's got everything but a toilet.
It's got a refrigerator?
It's got a refrigerator. Got double wide bed. You know, got a big double bed. Closet.
Have you christened that bed yet?
Yeah, you ever get laid on the road? Do you? You ever get like a truck stop hooker?
No.
Do you have friends and ladies in every town on the road?
No. I'm always too busy to really stop. I'm trying to get back home, you know.
Yeah, too busy going from Dallas to Des Moines in 8 hours.
Yeah.
God, that's incredible.
What are you hauling?
Right now I got 2 sky lifts on the back of my trailer. You know what those are?
No.
Those things with the 4 wheels, and they got a big bucket that extends out like 60 feet, like to, you know, goes 60 feet up in the air.
Wow, so you're hauling heavy equipment.
Well, it's not heavy. I think I got 26,000 pounds on it. When I get up to Minneapolis tonight, I'm going to jump in the bucket and play around with it.
What do you mean you can jump in the bucket? What's that
in
mean?
The bucket on the sky lift.
It's like a cherry picker?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, man. Yeah. Cool. What a life you lead. But, you know, I think it would be faster. We've got to go out to Sacramento tomorrow.
Right.
I think it would be faster for my brother to drive out here.
Sure.
Drive us to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't believe these kooky plane reservations that we have. Because, you know, the company's always looking to save money.
Absolutely.
So they've got us booked on a Super Saver flight that will take us, as a matter of fact, to Dallas-Fort Worth.
That's correct. Yeah.
Where we've got like about a 5-hour layover before we get to Sacramento like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. It's going to be a wonderful itinerary.
We're going to be the only show in the world where we're traveling, which should be, and I'm being conservative here, a 4-hour air flight from D.C. to Sacramento, yet it will take us approximately 13 hours to get there.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey, I'm going out to California next week.
Where are you going?
Uh, Oakley, just like a suburb of San Francisco.
Cool, that's kind of in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Now you'll be able to pick up our San Francisco, rather Sacramento station. We don't have our San Francisco station.
Well, if you would tell me the station that you're at, I could listen.
No, Jimmy, I can't because, you know, remember that new deal I was telling you about?
Downsizing, I know.
Yeah, okay, right. I told Springer the new deal. All of that is still happening, man.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Yeah, right. Yeah, now there's a new development today, maybe. how ridiculous would it be if we ended up having to stay with Westwood One because of this new thing?
No.
You never know. You never say never.
Oh, my God.
With all the bad things we've said about Westwood One and stuff.
Yeah, who knows?
Yep, just wait and see.
I know.
All right, well, what else happening, man?
I'm just going to be home Friday afternoon, and we're going to the... Jamie and I are going to go to the world's largest mountain man retreat.
Such a goddamn redneck, isn't he?
Hey, but you know, it's cool though. It's like 40 miles from the house over there in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. It's the biggest one in the world.
The biggest mountain man and retreat? What do you do there?
It's like buckskinners, you know? Like you were living 200 years ago.
Oh, really? Like Daniel Boone and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But again, what do you do? After you watch a guy skin an animal, what do you do?
No, you know, they make all kinds of clothing and craft. I got about 16 deer skins that I'm taking over there.
And they're going to make a jacket for you or something like that?
I want a pair of pants and a jacket. And then
I'm wearing my deer pants.
Huh?
I'm wearing my deer pants.
Leather. Leather, man.
They'll make a pair of pants for you?
Yeah. Pants and a jacket. Yeah, and a shirt or a jacket. I don't know.
A nice vest. You can walk around with no shirt on. Just your deer vest and your deer pants.
Do you have enough deer skins to make a pair of pants and a shirt? Yeah, and Jamie's going to get an ankle-length dress.
Oh, then you could be the absolute deer couple.
That's fantastic.
Will you sleep over there, or is it just
is
there a teepee or something?
Come back home Saturday night.
So it's just a day trip.
Yeah.
Day trip. I bet there'll be a lot of long beards at that thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I cut mine off.
Did you really? Why?
I got a goatee thing.
Oh, really? Just as you cut yours off, I have a beard now.
Gee, really?
I swear to God, I do.
I bet you look goofy in a beard.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, I'm not all handsome like you. Kurt Cobain look-alike.
I didn't want to say it, though.
Yeah, right. So how's your new girlfriend? What was her name again?
Jamie.
Oh, she's the one you're taking up to this retreat?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's fine.
She's doing fine?
Do you like the mountain man lifestyle as well?
She's gonna.
Taking her to the mountain man retreat.
Well, it's Father's Day weekend, so she can't really bitch about what I want to do.
Cool.
Well, but you're not the father of any of her children.
No, but I got one of my own.
So he's a father.
That's right.
You're not going to be spending Father's Day with yours.
Yeah. That's why we're coming back Saturday.
Oh, I gotcha.
Rachel up Saturday evening and keep her all day Sunday.
Why don't you buy her like a little baby deer dress when you're out there?
Well, if I have enough, maybe then I'll get her, you know, like a dress or something. Maybe.
How many full deer skins do you have, Jim?
What's that?
How many full deer skins do you have?
I got 16, and then I got a few that I've used for different stuff that are just pieces now.
Wait, besides wearing them, what else do you do with the deer skins?
Oh, I've made a quiver for my arrows and stuff.
You want to live back in medieval times?
Jesus!
You know, we're exact opposites. I want to live in the future. I hate living now. I want to live in the future when you get to, like, use the transporter beam to go places. And where you walk up to the wall and you say, iced tea, right? Sweet and low.
Horseback.
You want horseback? See, I want to ride a rocket ship.
Yeah.
Well, he's a man of the road. He's out there on the open road, you know, as guys have been doing for years and years.
Not me, man. I want Starship Enterprise. I want to look at the food replicator. I want to say lemon chicken.
Oh. Hey, I wish we could use that transport to get to Sacramento.
Oh, please. No kidding. Well, all right, man. Have a safe trip home. Please, really, Jimmy, slow the frig down.
Well,
No, come on. Slow down, please.
Generally,
truck drivers are awful out there.
No, they're not.
Yeah, and you're the perfect example. You just said that you go 115 miles an hour.
I only do that on the open road.
Oh, my God.
Oklahoma and Missouri and stuff.
No, that's not safe. Just please drive safely.
I always do.
All right, who do you like? Who do you like in the NBA?
I don't know, the Bulls.
No, who do you like? Do you know the two teams in the finals?
Oh, no.
All right, that's New York and San Antonio.
New York.
New York?
Yeah.
New York. Why?
I don't know. I don't follow basketball.
All right, let me ask you.
Something about deer hunting.
I hate deer hunting. Let me ask you something about, have you seen Austin Powers yet?
No.
Have you seen Star Wars yet?
No.
Have you seen The Mummy yet?
No.
When is deer season?
September 15th.
Have you seen The Matrix yet?
No.
Did you watch NASCAR this weekend?
No, I didn't. I had to leave Sunday afternoon.
Do you know who won the NASCAR race this weekend?
Yes, Dale Jarrett.
Yes, Dale Jarrett. How many bucks can you keep during one hunting trip?
How many bucks?
Yeah.
Depends on what state.
Okay. Wisconsin.
Two.
Illinois.
I don't know.
Minnesota.
As many permits as you can get and shoot.
What is Dale Jarrett's car number?
88.
And what kind of car does he drive?
Ford.
Who is number two?
Rusty Wallace, Crybaby.
Crybaby. Who's the biggest fag in NASCAR?
I don't know.
You don't know Jeff Gordon's the biggest fag in NASCAR?
Don't talk that way about him. I like Jeff Gordon.
Oh, you don't like that. You know that you think Jeff Gordon's a fag?
He is not.
He is, too.
Look at his wife.
Well, she could be a beard, my friend.
I don't know. I think his wife is kind of a gold digger, though.
Yeah, he's got a hottie wife, though, huh?
Yeah, she's kind of hot.
We just done some math there, Jimmy.
What's that?
From Dallas-Fort Worth to Des Moines, Iowa, it's 740 miles an hour. If you went 60 miles an hour, that's a 12-hour drive with no traffic.
Right.
It's 740 miles.
Yeah, right.
Yes, Brains? His average speed was 93 miles an hour.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
You better slow it down, man.
My brother, Jim Sore. Safety
count for the downhills or going uphill. Either.
Right, yeah. Jim Sore, safety last. That's your motto. All right,
I wear my seatbelt, though.
He wears his seatbelt.
Because he cares.
All right, well,
in front of me.
Please drive safely. For goodness sakes, you're the only member of the family that I still talk to.
Yeah, you're the only one I talk to, too.
There you go. All right, I love you, man. I'll see you later.
I love you, too.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
That's cool. He loves
freaking
his
hillbilly.
It's the second call in a row we've gotten Bruno where he is super happy. He loves his new truck.
He's so white trash.
He's going to be in Minnesota getting into the bucket tonight and going up and down.
And he's going to go out and get his deer shirt.
And his deer pants.
And his deer pants.
And a four-length deer skirt for his honey.
All right, well, always good hearing from my brother Jim.
Yeah.
He is a sweet guy, but, he is just as dumb as a box of rocks.
Well, 93 miles an hour in that kind of vehicle, you know.
Jesus Christ.
My God.
I can't even see the cars in front of me.
Oh, boy. Get out of the way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Gail. This is Big Dyke Gail calling from Sacramento.
Hello, Big Dyke Gail.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Big Dyke Show and Homo Joe that if they want to come to Sacramento and stay over at my house, I got a three-bedroom home waiting for them.
Well, unfortunately, Cheryl the Big Dyke, or as you called her, Big Dyke Cheryl, is not making the trip with us to Sacramento. I wish she would, but she can't make it. But Homo Joe is coming. Don and Mike, Homo Joe here.
And Dennis Murphy is coming also.
He should be arriving any moment.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to the your radio here. I'm kind of nervous right now.
That's all right.
And I can't wait. I got VIP passes ready to go in. I'm going to be on the steps about 12 o'clock Friday.
VID. Very important Dyke.
It's Big Dyke Dale. Yeah.
All right, Big Dyke.
All right.
All right, thank you. We'll see you out there.
Love you.
Love you. Love all of our Big Dyke listeners.
I love you.
One more.
Bye-bye.
I'm really surprised my brother is a Jeff Gordon fan. It seems to me...
He didn't like that when you said that Jeff Gordon was a fag.
No, it seems to me my brother would be, like, anti-Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, I would always think of your brother as a Dale Earnhardt guy.
Yeah, right.
That's the kind of guy I would figure, you know, Dale.
Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt.
How you doing?
Yeah, high five. We won a race.
Hello, John, to my show.
I'm trying to find out, what time is the show going to be in Sacramento?
What were you drinking or eating?
Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
8:30.
8:30?
Right.
And what street is it going to be on in Sacramento or Memorial?
Come on. It's going to be on Idiot Road. How am I supposed to know?
The Memorial Auditorium. It's a landmark in Sacramento. It's been there for a million years.
How are we supposed to know? It's 3,000 miles away.
Big building.
3,023 miles away. It would take my brother approximately 4 hours to drive. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
If you count the uphill and downhill.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure, Jimmy. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
This is Sterling Trickle.
Hey. Driver in NASCAR. I drive the pink Mary Kay Pacer, number 69.
What's this? Is this a bad joke about Dick Trickle?
I believe so, yes. Dick Trickle being the funniest name in NASCAR.
Right. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted to agree with you guys that Jeff Gordon is a fag.
Dick Trickle married Chad Little. His name would be Dick Little Trickle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Wait. I can't understand what you're saying. Can you pick up your phone, please?
I'm on my phone. I'm at 18-wheeler shop.
Yeah.
I just called. You said they're not taking calls.
Who said?
I didn't really care if I got on the air. I just wanted to pass through to Jimmy.
Who said they're not taking calls? Was it one of our lackeys?
Yeah.
All right, well, obviously they were mistaken.
There's another America's safe truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
God, yeah, agitated he got.
I know.
All that caffeine and vibrant.
He stepped up on goofball.
Right. Don't argue with him, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
What?
How you guys doing? I was wondering if you guys could give one of my guys that work with me a redneck test or some sort.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
19.
What type of test would you like us to give him?
I mean, just like...
This is not Jeff Foxworthy, okay? Oh, I saw last night.
Right.
There's a name from the past, you know? I'd almost forgotten about him.
Last night, when I was watching a little CNN, because they were doing a special on Shania Twain.
You were playing the remote again, weren't you?
Mm. Oh, I want to talk about Shania Twain also. Remind me, we have to do a break now so Dude Walker can get on. Damn all these commercials. Now, remind me, I want to talk about Shania Twain's teeth.
Oh, really bad teeth?
Her original teeth.
Her original teeth, horrible?
Yeah,
very bad.
Well,
she comes from a very poor family.
So I was watching the Shania Twain special, and they came on with a promo for, like they have on TNN, the equivalent of A&E Biography.
Right.
And they were doing the life and times of Jeff Foxworthy. How could you possibly work that into an hour-long show?
Well, his love of animals.
All right, here's Tony in Albuquerque. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, both.
Hey.
Hey, man, I got this trucker friend who was at a party last night, and he was telling me, and he claims this is true, swears to God, that he gets up out of the seat of his truck. He says the road has ruts in it so bad from the sun heating up that he actually puts his truck on cruise control at like 60, gets up out of his seat, and I guess he goes in the sleeper or whatever it is, and he says he...
And you believed him?
Oh, please. No, seriously, I told him, come on.
No, not seriously.
Yeah, right.
Come on,
please.
The guy puts his car in his truck on cruise control, and he goes back into the sleeping compartment?
Well, listen, he said the ruts in the road are so bad that
The ruts in the road are so bad, it's just like a train track.
Right, gotcha.
Okay,
this is the last call. Hello, Laura.
Yes. I wanted to talk about how Kathy Lee was busting Patsy Jack's anatomy today.
She was talking about his genitals?
Well, I can't say the word.
What, his penis?
I only heard her talking about Pat Sajak's wife wearing a thong.
Well, she did do that, but she keeps referring to the fact that he, his job is stupid and he's lucky to be with her.
Right. What did she say about his penis?
No, she didn't say anything about it. I'm just using a euphemism saying she was emasculating him.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Goodbye. I thought you were going to say that, you know, that I missed something. She was talking about his thing.
Goodbye. Oh, and let's do the trivia question. Millennium 2000. Incidentally, Pat Sajak's here. He has a very small penis.
Oh, now, Kathy Lee. George Hamilton will be here tomorrow. He's got a huge penis.
He will be right back.
This is
with the plight of black men.
Thank you.
God will judge you if we don't get it right.
Somebody once told me that
these guys are closer than Jennifer Love Hewitt's friend, Don and Mike.
Well, it makes a lot of sense to Reverend Reggie White.
I only have one question.
Yeah.
Is homosexuality like Westernality?
All right, Dude Walker is on the line now.
All right.
We're finally going to get some new bumpers. Let me see if we can bring him up. Hello, Dude.
Come in, Dude Walker.
Right? That's it, right, Wendell? Or is it the other one? Or is it BTS one?
Hello.
Morning.
Yep, that's not it.
Hello.
BTS 2?
There he is.
Hello.
Hi, Dude.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Dude.
Mary.
Hello.
Dude?
Hello.
Hello.
Is that
so? Hello. Is he listening to us on a 10-second delay by any chance?
Do I have to pick?
Hi, guys. I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you on the phone, which is a problem.
Wendell, what did I just tell Rob?
What did I just tell him?
There.
How's that?
Hello?
There we are.
Yeah.
There we are.
Are you there, Dude?
Okay, good.
There he is.
I'm hearing you up a little bit here on my headphones.
I told you, Robbie. I told you that line 9 doesn't feed audio. Hello?
Hello? Okay, now I hear you.
It's
really quiet, but
yeah.
I do hear you.
It's quiet. Dude?
Yes.
All right, Dude Walker, everybody. Fantastic.
Bobby.
Bobby, guy with a big, ballsy voice.
Right.
That does all of our announcements. Great to have you on again, Dude.
Nice to be here.
We have, I think, 42 of them today.
Ooh, looks like a bunch, yeah.
So,
yes, Dude, as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, by the slight delay, is doing this from his studio in Guam.
where's your studio? It's in your basement or something, right?
No, actually, it will be in my basement soon. It's funny you should say that. That's what I'm in the midst of doing, building a new studio.
Cool.
Right in the house.
Very nice. In the house.
Oh, so I can be a hermit.
The only reason, and my wife says that to me sometimes. She says, with satellite, why don't you make it so you and I can just do the show from your home? I said, well, I have to be with you all day. I kind of enjoy the chance to get out and leave every day.
And it's always been my experience with guys that actually do live radio shows right from their house. Aren't they always like the kind of weird guys?
Yeah.
Bruce Williams? Wasn't he that guy that did his... Did he show from his house?
Yeah, it's like from his crawl space or something. And the only other case would be like if it's a guy like Dr. Don Rose who had he had gangrene or something that cut off one of his feet and he had to do his show from his bed every day, I think.
And when Buzz was ill, they cut off Buzz's feet.
That's right, when Buzz had gangrene.
That's right, you did the show from your bed.
I did,
and timing was never a problem.
Yeah, right. All right, Dude, let's start with... New bumper number one.
Here's new bumper number one.
Beautiful.
It's where wrongs are righted and rights are eliminated. The Don and Mike Show.
It's kind of a political statement.
Excellent.
Yes. Okay, number two, this would be kind of a tribute to my brother who just called in.
America's favorite damn dummies, Don and Mike.
That's good. Let me see. Number three, please.
Dedicating 96% of their show to the proud 4%, Don and Mike.
Tribute to all those who happen to choose not to work in this country. This one, number four, tribute to a fallen colleague, Kate.
If you please, their show is filled with blood and cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ew. There are so many inside jokes in this.
All
right, number five, yes, Robbie.
Did you take number four once more? I'm sorry.
No problem.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Another take of number four?
Yes.
All right.
I guess Rob's hands were
lead. The show is filled with blood and cheese.
Doesn't matter, I'm talking.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No, the way it was last time, we can laugh, we can overlap,
okay.
And it doesn't affect the... I don't believe it does, and if it does, I suppose somebody will run in and tell us.
Okay, number five, this would be a tribute to Jennifer from The Nude Wedding, who called us just on yesterday's show.
Very good.
They talk too much, Don and Mike.
true, and sometimes the poignantly true stuff is the best.
All right, number six.
This one's interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you get the concept.
I think I do.
Okay.
McPhee, yuck, foo, the Don and Mike Show.
That's great. Great, Dude. Look at what a pro dude is. It's like everyone is first take with this guy. First take. All right,
saying that, you're going to make me all screw up this one.
No, you do great. Number seven, please.
Dual Titanic orbs of radio excellence, Don and Mike.
Very nice, kind of a breast reference there. All right, number eight, I think, stinks. Let's not do number eight.
Okay.
Let's go to number nine. Now, number nine is a tribute to Jimmy Johnson. And here's how you should read it. It should be, "How about you, Tim? It wasn't bad." And how's the laugh go, Mike?
Okay.
"How about you, Tim?
I don't know if I can do that laugh. I'll try.
How about you, Tim? Wasn't bad."
All right, we'll try this one.
Okay.
"How about you, Tim? It wasn't bad." The Don and Mike Show.
That's excellent.
Terrific.
That's excellent. Here's the real tape of Jimmy Johnson.
Hell of a job. That's the way to fight through it. "How about you, Tim? Right. Wasn't bad."
All right, now number 10. We'd like you to do number 10 in the style of our agent. Here he is.
"Stay cool. Stay cool."
Okay?
Okay.
All right, beautiful.
"Stay cool. Stay cool. The Don and Mike Show."
Perfect. Good. Number 11, please. Someone said this to us one time on the show. Number 11.
"Learn to listen. Listen to learn. The Don and Mike Show."
Number 12. It's a beautiful one.
"Two petty bourgeois bastards, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara."
Number 13, another tribute to fallen comrade Kate.
"Made fresh daily with brown eggs, the Don and Mike Show."
That's funny on any level. I like that. All right, 14, I think we can skip that one. Let's go to number 15. This is a tribute to Jerry Maguire.
"They complete you, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara."
Here, here. All right, number 16. This one might be way too inside. This is a tribute to John Pop and his band Pop Culture.
"Providing you with over 10 years of radio and entertainment experience, Don and Mike."
I don't know how much play that one's going to get, but that's, like that's just kind of goofy. Okay, 17, obviously a tribute to Dennis Murphy.
"No, no, no. Actually, the thing is, I'm sorry. Here's Don and Mike."
Perfect. That's a great read, dude.
There it is.
Okay. Number 18.
"They're acting crazy now, ain't they? It's the Don and Mike Show."
You know what? I like that one redundant. How was that inflection? On the
acting crazy now, ain't they?
Oh, I see.
Just say, you take all the other words out of it and just say, "Acting crazy now, ain't they?
They're acting crazy now, ain't they? It's the Don and Mike Show."
Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
Number 19, a tribute
right.
to the man to my left.
"Broadcasting a mere 8 feet from Buzz Burbank's ultra-sensitive nipples, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara."
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one. Number 20.
"They go together like white suits and German shepherds, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara."
Someday we'll write a book to tell you why all these are so funny, but that is really funny. Okay, 21, this is a tribute to Chance Armstrong King.
"They're rather Moses-like, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara."
All right. 22 is just a statement of fact.
"Pretty men, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara."
I like that one. 23, now this is a valid warning. Valid warning.
"Warning, may cause loose stools and fecal urgency. The Don and Mike Show."
Number 24.
"From the producers that brought you Messy Girls, it's the Don and Mike Show."
Number 25, another tribute to the man to my left and to your right.
Very good. "They're not nice, but I'll introduce them because I'm nice. I'm Dude Walker, and here's Don and Mike."
There you go, a little heads up for
Dude.
Yes,
good, dude. That.
That's good. All right, now on the next one, here's the type of read we'd like. Here's the tape.
"I like the mysticism."
Okay. Kind of a nerdy.
"I like the mysticism. I like the mysticism."
"You like the mysticism. The Don and Mike Show."
He is incapable of sounding like that.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Because he's so dude.
That's right. That's great. Because he's got the beanbag.
Fine. All right. 27? I don't like it. Who wrote that one? "It's the happy spot on your radio dial, the Don and Mike Show."
No.
No. I don't like 27, and I don't like 28 either.
What's 28?
"And now two of my personal friends, the Dan and Mark Show."
Oh.
I don't know who wrote that one. Yes, I do. Rob wrote it. Number 29, and I guess you better say hell instead of the F word.
Yes. Okay. "Well,
Where the hell have you been for the last 6.5 minutes? Here's Don and Mike. That is good.
That's coming right out of the commercial. I like that.
All right. Number 30, please.
The kings of the best people ever, Don and Mike.
31.
Now, with a delicious nutty flavor, the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. 32. Now, this is a factual bumper. This is factual.
Personally responsible for all of CBS's success, Don and Mike.
Here, here.
Well, somebody has to say it.
Bravo. 33, and the word is satisfying.
Quite satisfying, the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
All right, 34, do you get that? It's like done like a chant?
I guess.
Like in a football game, you know, like,
right.
Don, Mike.
Don. Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Do the last part like a chant, too. Don. Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Don. Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now one more time like this. Don. Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Don. Mike. Don and Mike Show.
35, our tribute to Ricky Martin.
Live in La Vida Martsky. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we will skip 36 and go to 37, please.
Okay. They are the hair in your eclair, Don and Mike.
Remember Buzz had the story in the news the other day about the eclairs that had, like, poop in them.
Mm-hmm. Number 38, okay, this is, to be down in the hood.
Yo, they're whacked, Don and Mike.
All right, now number 39, listen to it.
Okay.
And you're going to think about it for a minute. I'm telling you, this is maybe, really, I think, the funniest one we got.
Okay.
Show Mike and Don the. It like I feel because just backwards one this read. I'll think I knew I couldn't do this.
One more time.
Show Mike and Don the. It like I feel because just backwards one this read. I don't think I hey.
Okay, because it's backwards. Because if you do it backwards, it's, hey, I think I'll read this one backwards just because I feel like it. The Don and Mike Show.
That is great. I love that.
No, it's backwards.
Professor Backwards.
Goofy. All right, number 40, Mike, this one is for you.
Okay.
The Mayors of Biscuitville.
Yeah.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right.
They need one of Biscuitville.
Biscuitville. Number 41.
They are the blood and the pus in the comedy zit, Don and Mike.
Hey, we needed a more graphic one.
All right, number 42, this is again about a story that Buzz had on the news recently.
Even better than a baby carriage full of pornography, the Don and Mike Show.
Number 43, tribute to Dennis Murphy.
They'll make you want to hump the floor, Don and Mike.
And of course, dude, because you want your daughters to hear it. The traditional...
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. Even though we have him saying that every time, we always make him do
that's
it again.
Because right. You know,
it
makes your family feel a little loogie.
Well,
exactly.
Dude, what a great session that was.
One take wonder. Way to go, dude Walker. You're the best.
Bravo.
Fantastic.
Bravo.
You guys.
You're fantastic, man. Well, thank you, dude.
Well, we'll talk soon.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
There goes Dude Walker. Now, is that guy a radio talent or what?
How are you?
I'm serious, man. I know you know voice guys like this, too, Mike. You give them this much material, you're talking about a two-hour freaking session. Right?
Absolutely.
You hear that? Every single one he got right.
And he's a private pilot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Show Mike and Don V. It like I feel because just backwards this one read, I'll think I, hey.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are going to be like grabbing their heads and running out into the street when they hear that one.
That is a good one. Thank you, dude. Good session. And now we have some new bumpers. And you'll hear, I guess, one of them when we come right back from this.
This is the dawning.
K, we're doing it just like that bumper.
K-D-K.
K-D-K.
We will be there Friday.
So will Leah and Angelo.
Hey. Oh, beautiful. Hey. Leah Remini.
Good job.
Thank you. All right. Speak to Leah personally?
No.
When is she...
It's a whole ordeal. I mean...
When is she getting in town?
Friday morning.
Oh. Oh, fantastic. Mm, I already know she's going to smell pretty.
Mm. Eileen.
Where are we hooking up with her? At the radio station?
At the radio station.
Oh. No chance she could come for a pre-show meeting over at the
Hotel Motel Holiday Inn?
She'll be getting in after the show has started.
Oh, really? So what time will she be arriving?
About 12:30.
Oh, 12:30. All right. Well, then we'll do a little different schedule on Friday so we make sure that we have lots of time for Leah, buddy.
Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Good. Excellent. So she'll be in Sacramento with us on Friday.
Fantastic.
Great. And then Friday night, we got the Vegas-style show from the Memorial Auditorium Coliseum place.
She will not be appearing at the Las Vegas-style show.
Absolutely not. And we'll get to spend lots of quality time with her face-to-face. We'll get to eyeball that gigolo boyfriend of hers.
That's right. Angelo.
Should be a pretty good show Friday. See everybody out in SAC on Friday.
Good.
This was in the newspaper yesterday. It's also in the newspaper today. This goofy story about Florence Henderson being the host of Later Today.
Right.
The show that's going to be on after the Today Show.
Right.
You know, how they decided that Florence Henderson was the girl for this job. Excuse me, the woman for this job.
No, I mentioned it before, Wes and Al T. I mean, I think that the lady's got a certain sexual magnetism.
I think it's just about gone, though. Do you realize, I didn't know this, I'm reading this article. Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch, Florence Henderson, was on the Today Show. She was a Today girl in 1959.
Right.
Okay, everybody.
The year I was born.
40 years ago, she was on the Today Show. And now she's going to be a co-host on the Today Show?
Actually, one of the reasons she was on recently on the Today Show, promoting her new cookbook, and the producers thought her appearance went so well, they decided to consider her as a co-host for the after
Today
Show.
She's just got so much personality.
Oh. She really does. She's just so lovely.
I think it's a mistake, man.
Yeah.
You know, I think at the Today Show, I have to believe that they think that their ass doesn't sting.
Right, right.
That they can just put about anything on and put that brand name Today Show on it, and it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be their first spoonful of comeuppance, I think. So mark my words. Okay,
who was your first choice for that?
My first choice?
Did you have a first choice for the, for the later this morning?
Well, I thought it should be male-female, and since I know that Jodie Applegate is going to be the female, I was thinking of our friend Bob Goldthwait.
there you go.
He'd be actually, who doesn't want to see Bob Goldthwait every morning at 9 a.m. on network TV?
And I know they wanted Jodie Applegate, but I was hoping for Morgana.
Oh, the Kissing Bandit?
Morgana. I think Morgana would have added a nice flavor.
Well, I think you'd have a much better coupling right there if you had Morgana and Bob Goldthwait. You know?
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Or maybe Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
You know, clean her up a little bit, you know, maybe get some...
Well, you need a lot of turpentine to do that.
Get some pearl drops on those teeth.
Maybe it's because she wears that white makeup, her teeth always look so yeller.
You know, I've got Bobcat on the brain because that movie, Hot to Trot, is on TV. It's on HBO, like, every day now.
Have you watched it in its entirety?
No. I only watched the first 5 minutes of it and flipped by it.
I logged a significant time with Shakes the Clown when that was on
cable. Has his moments. And Florence Henderson isn't Shakes the Clown, as a matter of fact.
The thing about Shakes the Clown, it does have its moments. Unfortunately, they're probably about 90 minutes between the moments.
You know, that's where it went bad with us and Bobcat, was the talking horse movie.
Right.
For a long time, Bob Goldthwait was as close as a regular to any showbiz guy we'd ever had on the show.
Right.
He would come on the show and he would do his crazy, and we had a TV show, and for a while he was on our TV show, and he would come to our appearances with us. And what we thought was very interesting is that after we got to know him,
right,
it was so funny to talk to him normally.
Because he's a totally different guy. I mean, thank God, most people would say.
And I don't think he lets that guard down an awful lot.
No, he's a funny guy, really, without that whole, hi, you tell me. I think it's just kind of maybe paralyzing fear that makes him do that voice when he's on stage.
Actually, we almost consider him an intellectual type comedian.
He's like a Mort Saul with his political content.
Yeah, when you take all the away. Mm-hmm. So we thought that we were like in the inner circle with Bob Goldthwait, because when he would talk to us, everybody else would go, and then he'd say this, hey, Donna Mike, how you dudes doing, man?
Man, this is really a drag. Where's my warm tap?
Yeah, where's my warm tap? He loved tap soda. So he was talking to us for 2 years straight about this movie.
He had a great idea for a movie about a talking horse.
Right, Hot to Trot.
Hot to Trot. I mean, we heard about it on the air and off the air.
We heard the title and we busted his chops, but he said, this is going to be big. This is going to be a great big movie.
I'm like, Bob, I don't know. He said, no, it's going to be great. You're going to love it. I'm going to see your ticket. You're going to see it. You're going to love it.
So we didn't even have to see it to tell us that we're pretty sure it sucked. That's right. Hot to Trot, kind of ended up the final movie in a illustrious movie career.
Well, no, he was in all the Police Academy movies.
That's right. So, well, were those before Hot to Trot or?
Well, there's been, not that I know a lot about
them. Was Shakes the Clown after Hot to Trot?
Oh, yes. And there have been 6 Police Academy movies, and I think he's been in almost all of them.
You would agree that Shakes the Clown had the potential to be funny much more than Hot to Trot.
Conceptually, 100% funnier than a talking horse.
Yes. A clown, a kid's circus clown.
An alcoholic clown.
Fantastic.
Can't beat it, but he kept talking about the talking horse movie.
Yes.
And then one time we had him on the show, and he said, what do you think about the talking horse movie? We said, well, Bob, you know, we love you, but we think it stinks.
Kind of a stupid idea for a movie.
What do you mean? And then,
it's you guys.
You know, like, he stopped calling us and stopped stopping by.
Too bad. Yeah. There was one time he was on the show with a guy named Charles Fleischer, who was a comedian, another stand-up comedian. He also did the voice of Roger Rabbit. And those two just got going, and it was
good, man.
Hysterical to watch them just...
They were crank-calling Kenny Loggins, as a matter of fact.
Hey, your music sucks, man!
That was good.
This is Bob Gagulton, and I've had to die in a fire yacht wreck and listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. My personal friend. Hi, check 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Buck. Hello, this is Vic Tabat. And I never listen to Don and Mike. Who is your target audience that I have to tell them what channel they're already listening to?
Well, I'm still waiting for that big comeback.
Hey, well, I'm still in your corner, Bob. I think you should be the next co-host of Later Today.
That's right. And as he said on the tape, I am his personal friend.
Yeah.
You can tell how sincere he was on that tape.
The other thing I wanted to bring up before we move on, we have a Father's Day contest coming up because this weekend is Father's Day. And how many girls are going to be calling Charlie Boy Hill, do you think, for Father's Day?
Yeah, all the girls that want some money.
Countless women.
Charlie!
All of his many children peppered throughout the countryside.
Happy Father's Day. The twins wanted to say Happy Father's Day, and they need the check. Charlie.
It's like Johnny freaking Appleseed, man.
All over the country. You know, when we started traveling with the show, that's when he became, you know, crazy man.
Planting his demon seed everywhere.
You know, we'd be all, you know, Don would be thinking about the show. I'd be thinking about getting my next cocktail, and Charlie'd be saying, who can I impregnate next?
Also talk about, what's her name? Shania. Okay, so I'm watching a show last night on the Nashville Network. It's Life and Times of Shania Twain.
Now, when you do this by stumbling upon it?
Nothing else is on.
Okay. Do you actually look at a guide and say...
I just go through every channel from CNN 202 all the way to 963, which is all news channels.
You mean you didn't watch the AFI tribute to all the movie stars?
I knew, please.
I was watching that with my wife, and I said, hey, if you're watching this, you are going to hate this. That is the opposite of something that you would enjoy. That's
there
what I predicted.
Nothing on. No sports on last night. No good shows were on. It was totally boring, so I was just... I never even go to the country music channels, but I went by and I saw National Network, Shania Twain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Shania Twain fan. I mean, I'm not crazy about her music, but I...
You like her navel.
Yeah. Love her navel.
Sure.
Love everything around her. I love everything below and above her navel.
She looks great. Mm-hmm.
But you should see when she was a kid. And I'm not talking about a wee little kid. I'm talking about 16, 17.
Okay.
Where they were showing tapes of Shania on whatever the country music show was that was on in Montreal or wherever she grew up around in Canada.
Right.
The guy goes, hi, everybody. This is Fred Jones. We got a little girl here from Canada. She goes, knock your socks off. Here's little, and her name at the time was Eileen.
Eileen Twain?
Here's little Eileen Twain. And she comes up, and, you know, she kind of looked like Meryl Streep's daughter on the Love Boat.
A little pudgy?
A little bit, but she had, you could see the beginnings of the Shania Twain face.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And she had, you know, nice boobs and everything.
Uh-huh.
A young girl. It's not until she starts to sing and open her mouth, I swear to God, her teeth, it looked like she had 4 teeth.
Wow.
And they were all gigantic.
Oh,
I know,
really?
You've seen people like this.
Right.
People that don't have normal sized teeth.
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to have like maybe 2, maybe going on 3 teeth. It is one big giant tooth. And she opens her mouth like, ha.
than you.
I mean, on this show, they're making no mention of the fact
right.
that Shania Twain has four freaking teeth in her face.
Her love of teeth kept her coming back for more toothpaste.
And then they go to another tape where she was on like a Battle of the Band show.
With the teeth better then?
No, still not better. Now on this one, she's about 20, right?
Okay.
She's starting to develop into the Shania that we know.
Starting to look better and better?
Right. She comes out, again, I'm thinking, looks pretty good, until she opens it up. Hi, everybody.
How are you?
These big, gigantic West Virginia teeth. And then the next scene is that she's working at a casino.
Okay.
She's like one of those girls that comes out and sings like, somewhere over the rainbow.
A lounge singer.
Yeah, cabaret type singer. Mm-hmm. Well, now all of a sudden, she's gone from 14. She's got 20 teeth, and they're beautiful and perfect.
Beautiful pearly whites.
She should find whoever has those tapes, and she should get them to burn those tapes. Because I'm telling you, Shania Twain, she was a young girl, those teeth.
Oh!
And I'm not exaggerating when I say she had maybe four teeth.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'd like to see that just to see, you know, it's another one of those before they were stars type of thing.
So I called Frida. I said, come look at this, Frida. Look at this. And Frida told me that she had seen the same tapes already on a VH1 show.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Music with her big teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was it big? Were they crooked in any way, or were they just large?
Just big, and big spaces between them.
Oh, really?
Let me draw you a picture.
Okay.
Like, this is her smile, okay? You agree? That's like a nice smile. Okay?
Yes, very nice smile.
And I'm not exaggerating.
All right.
Okay, these are the teeth.
She's doing an artist rendering now of the teeth.
Okay.
We're going to see exactly what they look like.
No, I got to do it again. Too generous.
At least she got them fixed.
I wonder
how she got them, you know, whether they were all pulled and replaced with implants, whether they did a little bonding, or whether...
No way.
Bonding wouldn't work?
Those have to be fake.
All right.
Caps wouldn't do it. These
have
to be
very quick.
That's what they look like. And I'm being generous there.
Okay.
Like
generous.
One big, like almost like a jack-o'-lantern.
A jack-o'-lantern mouth.
Oh, my God. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going? I got a celebrity thank you guys. George Murison in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Oh, who cares about George Murison, please?
That's another thing I'm getting sick of, is all the grade B celebrity sightings we're getting.
Just wiggle your finger.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Don Mike Show. I don't
blah, 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 blah. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if her teeth looked like the guy off of Mad Magazine.
Alfred E. Newman? No, Alfred E. Newman had better teeth.
Oh,
I'm not exactly.
Got better than Letterman?
Oh, come on, man.
No. I am not kidding. I swear to God, her teeth are worse than Letterman.
Oh, my God.
Her original teeth, not the teeth that you see now in her videos.
Now her teeth are gorgeous. Yeah, beautiful pearly white.
She's got them now.
Yeah,
they're more than just pearly white.
What was that?
She's got more than pearly white.
No, it's not a mic.
Phone!
Hold on, be quiet. I can't hear Mike. What did you say, Mike? Hold on.
Phone!
Oh, it's the Letterman phone.
It's me, Dave. I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show.
Yeah?
Earplugs.
Oh, man!
Nice teeth.
You know, sometimes it gets so funny I crack myself up.
Yeah, nice big teeth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But I'm telling you, he laughs at Shania Twain's teeth.
And you know, Letterman really is becoming a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh,
if you watch him with
Letterman is a freak, man.
Yeah, he is starting to realize. The older he gets, you know, a lot of guys, I think men have an advantage over women in a lot of circumstances.
They sure do, that men age much more gracefully
much
than
more
women
gracefully.
Do.
Letterman is turning into some kind of, like, Halloween costume.
And you got to know, we were talking before about hair.
Right.
You got to know Letterman has giant hair coming out of his ears.
Oh, sure.
His nose.
Probably have to take a weed whacker to it before he goes,
my, oh, my. Hello?
Hello,
you're on the air.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you. You are on the air.
Oh, hiya there.
Hi there.
Yeah, this is really Don and Mike then, right?
Yes, Don.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to know if you could help me solve the case of the peekaboo pee-pee.
The peekaboo pee-pee?
Yeah. Because it's kind of a guy thing, and I don't know what to think about it. It's when guys sit down and have shorts on and... You know, you...
Are you talking about, like, when their nuts come out of their pants or when their penis comes out?
Well, either or. Probably the penis.
I think my old college buddy, when anybody ever talks about this, said he had a particular part of his anatomy that he was famous for.
His throat, right?
Yeah, it was huge. It was absolutely huge. And we used to say that he's got the biggest in the world.
Biggest throat in the world.
And it wasn't really throat, it was just the whole thing down there. And it was, you know, it was the berries. The twig was really... actually smaller, but the berries were just huge
berries.
And he would inevitably be wearing boxer shorts, and he'd walk into the lounge on a Friday night when everybody would be there with their dates, and he would strike up a conversation with anybody in the room, usually one of the ladies that was dating one of the freshmen. And he would be sitting there, and anyone that knew him, all of us that were your juniors and seniors, we would know to stand behind the couch, because as he would be engaging this woman in conversation, he would go down there and he would pull, and you would see it was like somebody pulling a suitcase out of a closet, because there was that much flesh down there.
Pull his ball out of his pants.
And he would be absolutely straight faced. And I'll tell you something, I don't think I've ever laughed harder, because he'd say, he had this slight New York accent, and he'd say, he was from Connecticut, but he had a New York accent. He'd say, "How you doing? It's great. All right, where are you guys going tonight?" And as he's like riveted to this conversation, the girl would be saying, "Well, I think we're going to go like to Hamburger Hamlet." "Oh, I've been there. That's a fan." And as he's doing this,
pulling it out,
pulling it like he's pulling a ship in with a line. Oh, man. Man, fantastic, that guy. Oh, God. Funniest guy I ever went to school with.
Well, I know guys kind of have a thing about that. You know, it's their favorite thing. But
yeah.
I wonder if with some guys it's an accident or it's like really like an exhibitionist type thing, especially when there are people in the room and it's in your...
Who are you talking about? Who have you seen whose genitals have been exposed?
Well, it's a man friend. He was in the front room with my ex-husband and my son and I. And
remember that Friends episode where they had the same thing where the guy put his leg up?
Yeah, and they could see right down his pants.
I'm not speaking from experience here, but I will say I think 90% of guys that do that know exactly what's going on. I think so, too.
Oh, you solved my dilemma.
Yeah, we always know where it is.
And a guy told me that you can feel the breeze, you know.
Sure you can. Of course, you know, and listen, it's not just for guys. There are plenty of girls out there that like wearing no panties and wear big baggy shorts, and they like sitting down and give you a little Sharon Stone.
Absolutely. When this guy sits down with the boxers on, describe his seating position. What would he do?
What, legs wide open?
First of all, he sat down on the couch and he grabbed that area like, oh my God, they might see something. And then pretty soon it was all just hanging out, almost like,
now, did he, hold on,
pay attention to this.
Yeah.
So and then he just kind of sat there for about a half an hour with it just.
When he grabbed, did he grab inside the pants or outside the pants?
Out.
Out, okay.
Yeah.
He is really, if there's someone sitting on a stair, and he comes up and he puts his leg up on the stair and he leans.
I have no experience with that.
Yeah, not at all.
Whatsoever.
No family members of mine have ever done that.
Hello, John, my show.
Hello.
Hello.
We've got a special request for you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a coworker that will be 31 on Monday, and he doesn't know what a hairy bush is.
Is his name Homo Joe?
No, his name's Junior.
Does Junior live like in a closet, shackled to the radiator downstairs?
Who doesn't know what a hairy bush is?
Yes.
No, I'm asking the question. How could someone not know?
Well, we haven't quite figured it out, and part of it is you just have to know Junior. His name's Junior Wong. And
Junior Wong.
Junior Wong.
Junior Wong.
A roll.
Junior Wong.
Hello, my name is Junior Wong.
This conversation is all about genitals, man.
Please, tell me, what is the hairy bush?
Pardon me now while I spread my legs. Look, I'm not wearing underpants, Joe.
Now you know why they call me Junior Wong.
Junior Wong. Oh, please, come on.
For goodness sake.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Somebody's going to have to explain that to them, you know, themselves.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
This is Jay from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hey, hi, Jay.
How you doing?
Hey.
I'm a first-time caller, so I just wanted to ask you guys, because I catch you guys a lot. I deliver pizza. I just listen to you guys on the radio. And you guys are always talking about Star Wars and all this stuff. I was wondering...
Always talking about Star Wars. Well, every day we are.
I'm sorry. Not just Star Wars. You know, Austin Powers and all those other movies. And I was wondering if you guys had ever seen Election.
Yes, I have seen Election Man.
I think Mike saw it. He thought it was a good movie.
Fantastic movie.
Yes, it is. I was just wondering because I haven't heard it. You guys hadn't mentioned it. And I thought it was probably one of the best movies I've seen in a couple of months.
Unfortunately, it tanked, though. The weekend that Frieda and I went to see it, it was sold out because a group of prom kids were going to see it. That's why we went to see the Sean Connery movie. And now it's... We're keeping you awake, Robbie? It's a little disheartening. I'm getting into the conversation. I see Rob back there going...
It's very arduous work stacking out these spots, and I want to make sure I get them stacked just right.
And you know, it slows your metabolism down after you digest that tuna sandwich.
It does. It does. I'm not a fireball of energy.
No, but we wanted to see the movie Election. It was sold out, and then the next weekend when we went back, it was already out of the theater.
It was had a terribly short run, and it was great. I thought it was fantastic. That, I think, is it Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
She is so funny in that movie.
Ridiculous manslaughter.
All right, Matthew Broderick, I understand.
Ridiculous manslaughter.
My God, will you ever let him rest?
No.
No, he killed somebody, man.
Hello. Hello.
All right, let's try this one.
Hey, guys.
Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Don Mike, how you doing, eh?